WTFR. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, just like every edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, is going to be very naughty. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed will contain bad language, condescension, mock value. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. If you are a little pussy bitch, you may not want to listen to this show. Disclaimer over and out.
What do you want?
Lose me no more. Did it make you terrified? You look for contagion within the big lie. You bonded together in a criminal world. Superficial, I think that you're special, but you're a sheep, you're a widow. Why the hell do you live in fear? What's going on?
You've given up control. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, why do we live in fear? You know, as this gentleman is singing right here, it says it's actually from Radiohead. I'm not quite sure if that's true, but I dug it up. Either a listener sent it to me, and if you were the person that sent that to me, by all means, jump in the chat room, TCTA Unleashed, TCTA.chatandgo.com, and let me know your name. I wasn't sure whether someone sent it to me or I dug it up myself, because I look for songs for the intros each show. I'm jacked up on the coffee. It's going to be hell to pay for poor Maleficus and the good Scorpio that are joining us. But we'll get there. I'm sure we'll get through it. Ladies and gentlemen, Two's Company 3's Allowed, brought to you live by the one, the only, WTFR. Just had a report come in from Shield Maiden saying that there's no audio, but it's all showing up like it's running fine. So I'm not sure if that's on her side or what. I'll get on over to the chat room and find out if there's any audio there, like if they're hearing any audio. There should be no reason Yep, there we go. We've got people that have got audio. Shield Maiden, it's on your side, darling. You'll have to fix that up. Now, of course, we've got the good Maleficus Sentius with us right now. Maleficus, how are you, sir?
Hello, old boy. Yeah, I'm good. Nice to be back again. If you get any background noise from me this evening, do let me know. It's the eve of my son's 19th birthday, and he's got a couple of mates in the next room, and they're playing Rocksmith. So they're playing live music next door.
You know what? There will be no problem with that. You know, I'd love to hear somebody enjoying their birthday. But also, we've got the good Scorpio here. And then after I introduce Scorpio, we've got another birthday to announce as well. Scorpio, how are you, sir?
Oh, hey, guys. Doing good. Maleficus, good to hear it's your son's birthday. That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, bud. It's nice to hear your voice as well.
Yeah, so
yeah, and I want to get the scoop from Sean as to what kind of insanity is going on in Sydney.
I'll get to that in just a moment, but first I want to announce one more birthday, and that is Giuseppe's wife's birthday. It's a special birthday. Of course, I won't mention her age because, you know, that's not well-mannered when it comes to ladies. But it's her special birthday, and he said to let everybody know that it's the... I've got three computers in front of me and I never know where anything is, fellas. I tell you, I'm just backwards and forwards like a...
That's what you get for being greedy. You should just have one.
Skype. I call it Skype for a reason. Never comes up when you want it. Now let's have a look here. So I was talking to Giuseppe behind the scenes. I said, do you mind if I throw a hello out to her and a very merry happy birthday, and by all means that's what I'm doing right here, and I'm sort of sure these two gentlemen will be doing the same. A very good happy birthday to your wife Giuseppe. I don't know her name, so I'll just say your wife. And but because it is such a special birthday, he also wanted me to mention that the song Angel Mine, as in ANGEL MINE, he's produced for the alter ego Lumen Jingos album, makes its world premiere on her birthday this Tuesday. So, by all means, keep up with Giuseppe on that. He'll probably discuss that on the Perfect Triangle. He did actually send me a message during the week, and I took a look at the intro. So, a big happy birthday out to Giuseppe's wife, and a special birthday it is. She's at one of those ages where... you know, she's a princess, so, yeah, by all means, a big happy birthday out to her.
Yeah, happy birthday, Giuseppe's wife. Lots of love from the UK.
There we go, yep. So, now, Shield Maiden's still messaging me. She's, for some reason, I don't think she's still got audio. She's lost her connection by the looks of it. So, gentlemen, a lot to talk about, a hell of a lot to talk about, but just understand that my heart's all palpitationist like that, because I've been jacked up on the coffee all morning to make sure that I can stay awake for the show, but I'm sure we'll do fine. Yeah, everybody's saying in the chat room that the audio is good, so we're good. All right,
Scorpio... Scorpio, you're going to have to make your words wafer thin tonight so that you can squeeze them in between Sean's.
With a caffeinated, highly caffeinated show here.
Overdose of caffeine. You know, I thought how much... Because I'm not usually a coffee drinker anymore because I'm hyperactive. It's not good for me, but since I can't stay awake... I said to Beth again this morning, I said, hey, I'm going to have to get on the caffeine because I'm starting to shut down. So I got on the caffeine and I've just been going a cup after cup, and I make it extra, extra, extra strong with the percolator, the manual percolator. So it's really hit me hard and tough at the moment. And I haven't been able to stop talking. I was in the studio alone, and Beth isn't even here. She's gone to bed, and I'm standing there walking up and down and pacing and talking to myself. It's pretty crazy. It's amazing what you have to do when you're passing out. But I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff tonight. And gentlemen, you just cut in whenever you want. You're going to have to shut me up. But, you know, I want to talk about the whole ballooned boobs after the COVID jab, how they're trying to basically say, if you get the COVID jab, guess what? Your boobs get bigger. You know, there was this article that came out about that. There's also the whole placenta from the cow being eaten. My daughter and I were riding along the path, and it shows what kids aren't educated with these days. You know, this is why I don't like school, because they don't educate them with the things that I would naturally educate them with. Like, for instance, where does a chicken come from? Oh, the supermarket shelf, Dad. No, it doesn't. You know, and when the cow's eating the placenta, which is pretty gross. But the thing is, they need to know how all of this works. You know, also the blood brothers and sisters. If you remember when you were kids, where you'd prick your finger with a pin, and then you'd rub, and they would too, and then you'd rub the blood together over the fingers. You can't do that anymore. Now it's parents have become so bubble wrap that don't you dare drink out of the same bottle, water bottle, let alone rub your fingers together with blood. You know, ministers to ban boiling lobsters alive, you know, because, oh, it's so cruel. But yet at the end of the day, the lion is still choking the gazelle for 3 minutes before it finally carks it. The FDA pushing to mandate supplement registration scheme while completely ignoring the 50,000 Americans injured each year by over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. The Melbourne Cup 2012 that Shield Maiden brought to my attention, where all the skanks go. We'll get to that as well. First AI war. Israel uses AI-controlled drone swarms, supercomputers against Palestinians. Thousands given fake COVID-19 vaccines filled with saline. In India, officials prepping 101, how to store water for emergency preparedness. British kids could get COVID vaccine even if their parents don't want them to. Now, this is where it really starts getting dangerous. And I want to talk about escape locations. The beautiful Shield Maiden and myself are always talking about that log cabin. And I want to talk about the Principality of Hutt River in Western Australia. So let's first start with the first one, the boobs ballooning after the COVID jab. The media are now saying, if you get the COVID jabs, sometimes your boobs will balloon. And of course, this will attract girls to want to do it. Let's get to you first, Maleficus, and then we'll get Scorpio's take on this. You know, the whole idea that they're just trying to glamorize this thing, like as if you don't need, silicon. You can just get the COVID jab and your boobs will get bigger.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen this article, and it's from a very, very reputable newspaper over here called The Sun, who only very recently stopped showing boobs on page 3. So they do have a fixation with boobs, this newspaper anyway. So this is obviously angled at the younger generation. You know, the whole peer pressure to have the perfect body, all that kind of thing. But it leaves out one question, you know, and that is, if that is what the injection is doing to females' chests, then what the fuck is in it? Surely this should be ringing alarm bells for people, particularly blokes.
yeah, particularly parents. The parents should be going, well, holy crap.
It suggests that there's some sort of hormone in it, doesn't it? Or yeah. it certainly suggests something that is, you know, if this is a side effect, what, are we supposed to be happy about this? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just fucking nuts. I can't believe people would lap this shit up.
Yeah, and they do, you know, and they do it with a smile, which is really, really, really sad. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's just bizarre. No one knows what's in this damn shot. And, you know, I'm just amazed at the stupidity of the average person that just lines up and takes the jab without a second thought. It blows my mind every day, and hopefully people are going to wise up, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, you know, just the heading alone just astounds me. It says, my boobs ballooned after the COVID jab. I've always been an A cup, but now I am a C. The heading alone speaks leaps and bounds to something's not fucking right here. You know, like,
what, was this a man that said that?
Oh, no, this was a... you know what? I wouldn't be surprised, but no, this was actually a girl. But yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, if something like that happened to me, like, if I fucking got the jab and then all of a sudden my dick grew, I'd be like, holy crap, there's something wrong here. What was in that thing? Like, don't get me wrong, you know, there's that element to when you're a teenager, you want to have a big wang. But the thing is, you know, at my age, if all of a sudden it started growing, like, overly, like, crawling down my leg after the jab, I'd be like, no, this is not good. So these girls that are going out there to get the jab, if it's even true, they might actually just be saying it to get the girls to go out there and do it because, oh, I don't need to get silicone. I just need to get the jab so that I get the big boobs to attract boys, you know? So there's two elements to that. Are they, is it really happening, or are they just saying it on the mainstream media to get young girls to go out and get it?
Oh, it's a typical kike trick, mate, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, make no mistake about it. Unbelievable. Now, unless you gentlemen have anything else to say about that, I want to move on to the placenta of the cow. No?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm good.
Cool.
I'm good.
So what happens is my daughter and I were riding home the other afternoon, and we're coming back with our shopping and everything like that, and there was this little calf, and I said, oh, look at that, Beth. There's a little calf. How beautiful is that? And she's going, oh, and she stops, and she starts taking some photos. And the calf has still got the glue on it and everything like that. You know, like when they first come out, they've got that film around them. And she goes, what's the mother eating? And I went, that's the placenta. And she goes, it's the what? I said, that's what used to feed the calf inside the cow's body through the umbilical cord. And she's like, oh my God, she's eating it? And I went, yeah. It's amazing what our kids don't know. Now, I'm not for kids learning sex education in schools. I've always said that the mother should teach the daughter about sex and everything like that as they get older, and the father should teach the son about sex as they get older. You know, when you know, the father goes out in the boat and we're fishing and everything like that, and when the boy starts asking questions about that sort of subject, you start saying, all right, well, this is how it works. You know, this is the penis, these are the testicles, and, you know, the sperm does this. You know, and they're pretty grossed out when they start, after they've asked the question because you answered it. But they get to know it from dad and mum rather than the school, which, and I don't think strangers, as far as I'm concerned, teachers are strangers, should be explaining that shit. I've always been against it. But to see, you know, my daughter not understand the placenta, it shows how lackluster the school is about a cow having a calf, but yet they're on the ball when it comes to taking over their sexuality. I'll teach you about your penis. I'll teach you about your vagina, but I won't teach you about how a calf is born and everything like that. It just shows you the agenda. It really fucking disturbs me that these parents out there, and I blame the parents, I don't blame the school, because the school is just handed a curriculum and a hand-fed a municipal system where they say, right, this is what you're going to teach the kids. And the teachers know no different. They don't look past that. They just look at the education that they're taught to become a teacher. So I don't blame them necessarily. I get angry at them to let them know what they're doing wrong. But the thing is, the kids aren't taught by the parents. The parents aren't doing their fucking job. They need to sit their kids down, like the mother needs to sit the daughter down, and the father needs to sit the son down and say, all right, this is how it all works. Parents need to take their children back again, because they've been snatched out by a fucking system, a perverse system, no less. You know, if they really wanted kids to know about childbirth, they'd teach them about where the chicken comes from. You know, it comes from an egg, from a chook, or an adult chicken, as the Americans put it. And they would teach them about how a calf is born and stuff. They wouldn't leave that shit out. You know, it's really disturbing. Maleficus, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, when you say that the parents should teach, yes, they should. I mean, and I'm particularly still today, nowadays, with girls. I mean, I've got a couple of daughters. You know, when they started their periods, when they started to menstruate and everything, it was my other half that took them aside and said, look, you know, this is going to be happening at some point soon. You know, and but I think for boys, it's less of a thing. You know, I think for blokes teaching their sons, I think that's less of a thing. You know, I think boys learn more now from YouTube and you know, shocking movies like Hollywood movies and shit like that.
That doesn't make it right.
When it comes to reproduction, I mean, that is largely left to the schools. It really is largely left to the schools nowadays. Years ago, my son and my daughter, before my youngest daughter was born, my son and my daughter, my eldest daughter, asked their mum where babies came from, and when she explained where physically they come from, they didn't believe her. So this is typical my other half. She put them in front of a YouTube video of a live birth. They understood then that she wasn't lying.
yeah, look, don't get me wrong, but you know, we've been having children for literally centuries, thousands of years, and the kids learned by actually watching. When the mother was having a baby, quite often the children were present in that, because it wasn't made out to be perverse then, and I've heard of water births and natural births without a nurse around, where the kids are standing around going, wow, there's a baby coming out, you know what I mean? It's like my mother said to me at one stage, kids, come out here, there's a baby goat being born, rather than. And we didn't think anything of it. We just walked out there and went, wow, there's a baby goat coming out. That's unbelievable. And then the goat starts licking the baby goat to clean it up and get the goo out of its lungs and shit. You know, almost like when we hang our baby upside down. I just think that it's been, that humankind has been raped of natural birth, natural sexuality, everything like that. And that's why, see, it's easy to think that it's all cleaned up and it's all good because we've been programmed to believe by our schools and everything like that, that that sort of thing shouldn't happen. Oh, we don't do that. We don't have babies in front of our kids and everything like that. When I think we friggin' well should. I think it needs to come back to where it's fascinating for a child to see another little baby being born. They get to know it firsthand. You know, we shouldn't be relying on digital YouTube to do it. We should be relying on us to do it. And that's one of my points here. You know, take your kids back into your own hands. Let the mother speak about it. And if they don't get it, then take them to see a live birth. There's actually women out there that offer themselves up that way to say, you know, if you want the education, the children can come and see the live birth. Now, it's for me personally, I mean, I'm a bit of a wuss. I passed out twice when I saw my son being born. It was gross. For me, personally, it was sort of like, oh, my God. You know, that's... And then I was like, ugh. And I fell on the floor. I was a real wuss bag. But this is not to say that we can't take our kids to understand sexuality, the education. We can't take the education back. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Oh, well, you know, I agree with that. Frankly, I think public schools are a disaster. I think people shouldn't send their kids to public school for any reason anymore, because they're essentially being indoctrinated into a neo-communist ideology. Yeah, but they're not told that's what they're doing, but that's what is essentially happening. So I think we need to abolish public schools entirely. They're bad news. We need to go back to neighborhoods teaching their kids, you know, taking turns teaching four or five mothers or whoever, you know, taking turns one day a week teaching the four or five kids from the street together, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I think public schools are, it's only going to get worse, too.
Yeah, like a round table parenting. I witnessed that in New York firsthand. Jimmy X's wife, actually said, Sean, will you come to the church? Now, I'm not religious, of course, as you know, but will you come to the church and talk to the little children about what it's like in Australia. They've got questions and they need answers. And I was like, yeah, cool. So I went to the church and they were asking about kangaroos and koalas and stuff like that. And I was witnessing this community where once I finished talking, other people came in and were talking to the children and educating them. They, you know, outside of schooling. So I was really impressed with that. I was thinking that's the sort of thing we need to take back is, and it doesn't matter whether it's about sexuality or, kangaroos in Australia, koalas, you know, panda bears in Japan, you know, polar bears. It doesn't matter. We need to take it back. We've lost our children. We've lost our children to education. It's no longer education. We realize that. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, Scorpio. We need to shut that shit down. You know, including high schools. High schools are the worst. You know, I found out that there was a pack of, boys around my daughter that were acting in certain ways that was totally inappropriate. So I went out there, up there, and without letting them see me, I had a big hat cap on. I wanted to hear for myself what was going on because I was getting emails. I won't say from who, but I went up there to see it for myself. And by God, the certain shit that they were saying in front of my daughter was absolutely not just inappropriate, but fucking degenerate and disgusting. And these are young kids. So, you know, and when I look at homeschoolers, none of that goes on. They're the most kindest, gentle, and most well-mannered people, little people on the face of the planet. It just doesn't happen. They're educated sexually, they're and not with with degeneracy. They're educated in mind wise and being mannered, well mannered, and all of the, like stuff like that. Like when I played the Kevin Trudeau thing, and it's just amazing to see the difference. And it's amazing to me to see the difference in my daughter since she's been out of school. It's just like a total transformation. She's become this really well mannered, calm, sort of take two steps back, think about things before she does things type person. And that's amazing to watch when you get to see that transformation firsthand. It's amazing to watch. It really is. Either one of you have anything else to say, we can move on to the next thing, but we are coming up to a break soon. Maleficus, any more thoughts?
No, but, well, not really, but I do agree, you know, like I say, home educated kids. There's no government agenda with the home educators. A friend of mine has educated, or I should say, really, it's more his wife, but they have educated their five boys. And as I've said on the show before, they do 2.5 hours of education every day, every weekday, and they are streets ahead of the mainstream schools.
Yeah, yeah. Scorpio, your last thoughts before we get to the first break?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I think classical education needs to return to teaching, you know, the classics and literature, Greek mythology, learning some Latin and Greek. These are the things that made Western civilization excel, and it's a wonderful foundation to build other knowledge upon. If you don't have that, you're really you're a whole step down as to what people used to be. There's no question about it.
Yeah, that's definitely right.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. A lot of parents say, well, I don't know Latin, and I don't know how to do this, and I don't know how to do that. And you say, well, learn. If you want your children to learn that stuff, you have to learn it first to be able to educate them. You don't necessarily need a teacher for that. You know, I mean, I learned Italian in 3 years, and nobody taught me. I was watching my ex, who was Italian, and I was actually just starting to speak Italian, right? She was Northern Italian, Rome Italian. And I was watching the way they spoke, the way she spoke to her mother, gatto, cat, you know, cane, dog, carne, meat, you know, and stuff like that, cucumero, when it comes to watermelon. I sat there and I watched the way they were pointing to things and saying things, and then I learned how to do it. So learn how to do it to be able to educate your kids. You know what? It doesn't take much. My daughter understands when I say, chiudi la porta, which means close the door, because I've taught her some Italian. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Scorpio from Revolution Radio, of course, the good Maleficus Sentius, and myself, Sean Surplus. We'll be right back.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
You are listening to Two's Company Three's Allowed, aka TCTA. This is, of course, brought to you live by the one, the only WTFR. It's time to bring on the racism, ladies and gentlemen. At one stage, it was not merited, but in this day and age where we need to preserve race and culture, it is indeed time to bring on the racism. It's time to man the fuck up. The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Albert Camus. Albert Camus was a journalist, editor and editorialist, playwright and director, novelist and author of short stories, political essayist and activist, and arguably, although he came to deny it, a philosopher. He ignored or opposed systemic philosophy, had little faith in rationalism, asserted rather than argued many of his main ideas, presented others in metaphors, was preoccupied with immediate and personal experience, and brooded over such questions as the meaning of life in the face of death.
Smoke and Gun.
Two's Company Three's Allowed, ladies and gentlemen, with you, Scorpio from Revolution Radio as our great guest, and of course, Maleficus Sentius, the gay lord from Cornwall, and...
Fuck you.
And Sean Surplus, the gay lord from Australia. So what happens is we're always calling each other gay lords, including behind the scenes. You'd be amazing just how much piss we take out of each other. But, we've been talking about all kinds of things. We've said happy birthday to Giuseppe's wife. Boobs apparently ballooning when it comes to the COVID jab. The placenta from the cow being eaten and kids not knowing why it's a natural part of life. I mean, it is gross. I must admit, I got some film of it and I rewatched it and I was like, oh, God, that's not something I'd want to watch. But, you know...
I'm not being funny, but you're the one that filmed it.
yeah, I know, right? And, now, the Blood Brothers and Sisters Once Upon a Time, you know, like now kids can't even play in a playground without scrutiny. And I remember the days I had this friend of mine, and her name was Cara, and she said, do you want to become Blood Brothers and Sisters? I said, how does that work? She goes, we prick our finger with a pin, and we rub our fingers, our thumbs together, and my blood goes into your blood, and your blood goes into mine. And now if you even dared to do that, you'd be like, oh, you need a tetanus shot. You know, they've taken everything out of children fantasy, so to speak, children's fun, trying to break us down and make us into something that we're absolutely not. You know, oh, you don't touch another person's blood, you might get AIDS. You know, the mother of my children continuously said to my daughter, did you just share a drink bottle with that girl? And she said, yes. And she said, don't do that again. Brr. And I used to share drink bottles with my friends all the time. And I didn't come down with anything, and neither did they. The most we might have gotten was a flu. God help us these days. You know, just unbelievable what they've taken away from children. That kids used to be able to go out and play. We as kids, ladies and gentlemen, we as kids, my brother, myself, his friends, my friends, we used to run up to what was called the Kentucky State Forest in a place called Baldur. You can look that up.
And we would be making log cubby houses. So we'd fall the trees, and then we'd make a log cubby house. And we would then go to the tip, or what you might call landfill. And we would scab things from that tip, like trays and tables and stuff like that, and then we would put it in our cubby house. We had a ball, and not once did we get sick from any of that. These days, kids are basically programmed to sit indoors, look at their phones, look at their computers, look at their laptops and everything like that, and do nothing else. This is what we need to do. We need to get them out again. Maleficus, your thoughts?
Well, going back to the whole stopping kids from playing, you know, we have a game over here. You've probably got it over in ours as well. And Scorpio, you've probably got the same or similar game over in the States called Conkers, which is basically when you get a horse chestnut. In the season when the horse chestnuts are falling from the trees, you collect them, you put a hole through the middle of one, you hang it on a piece of string, and so does your opponent, and you swing your conker in order to try and crack the other conker. It's a horse chestnut, but we call them conkers. You swing it in order to try and smash the other person's conker off the string, and the person that is successful, they win. And that conker is then a wonner. And if it wins a second battle, it's a tour, you know. So playing Conkers got banned in schools ages ago because kids were hurting their knuckles. Right?
Oh God.
Do you have Conkers over there?
No, but I don't know.
No?
Do you have it?
No, I've never heard of that. It sounds interesting though.
Oh, well, we still have a national Conkers championship over here. It's a bit of a tradition. Got banned last year because of COVID, but you know, I Oh, so you guys have never played Conkers.
That's amazing.
Well, what's the old saying, Scott? America and England are two nations separated by a common language.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you play horse chestnuts then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know, I've never heard of that game, no.
You know what I've seen, gentlemen, that's gone missing in Australia is marbles. You know, the little glass ball bearings that they've got like swirls inside them and everything like that. And yeah. You used to flick the marble into a dirt hole as best you can. And if whoever got the most marbles won all the marbles. Have you seen that before?
Oh, yeah. We used to play marbles and, you know, and the winner got to keep the marbles. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. We used to have what was called Billy Bonkers, which were the really big marbles and blood suckers. You had the black ones with the red swirl, which we called blood suckers. And we used to sit there as kids and flick them into this dirt hole, and whoever flicked the most in won the marbles. You don't see that with kids anymore. They're stuck indoors. They're sitting on their phones and they're just typing away, and they're not even recognizing their parents anymore. I'm surprised that they can recognize them. If they were walking down the street, they'd walk right by them because they don't recognize them. They don't look at them anymore.
And everyone's wearing masks as well, don't forget. But I mean, with the whole thing with your ex-missus saying to your kids, like, don't, you know, did you just share that drinks bottle? You know, that's just what kids do. And I'm not being funny. When I'm down in the band room in the studio and we're having a little jam and it's getting towards the end of the evening and there's only one beer left, we'll just share it between us. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. It's your immune system, for fuck's sake. Now everyone's got to have, like, antibacterial dishwashing detergent and shit.
You know, the whole bong theory proves all of that wrong when they're saying you shouldn't share things on the mouth and everything like that. The whole bong theory proves that wrong. I used to go around mates' places. I won't use their name because they mightn't appreciate that. But I used to go to their places all the time. And the bong would be shared around a circle, right? You could almost call them the hippies, and we'll get to the people that are covering the show very soon. But what happens is they were all sitting in a circle, and I wasn't a smoker of that at the time. I like to eat it. It's a lot. The high lasts longer, and it also it's healthier for you. But what happens is every now and then I would turn up to this gentleman's house, and he would say, Sean, sit down in the circle. I will not take no for an answer. I'm like, all right, because I was still a cigarette smoker at that time. And so what happens is they pass the bong around, and you've got like six people, eight, maybe even eight people, sitting in this circle, and we're all sucking off the same bong. No one gave a shit. And by God, we never got sick. You know, so it, that sort of theory proves that wrong right again. And when kids are passing around the drink bottle, I see nothing wrong with it. It's just what, as you said, Maleficus, and rightly so, it's just what kids do.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, a party, someone passes you a joint or something, you know, I'm not adverse to that. I'll sometimes have the odd smoke on a joint, like, if it's passed my way. Mm. That's, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yep, exactly. Scorpio, do you experience anything like this?
Well, you know, I think, you know, sharing a water bottle when you're a kid, all that sort of stuff actually helps strengthen your immune system. But, yeah, you know, I think if you look at the big picture, little kids, and especially little boys, you know, there's an attack on little boys learning how to be masculine because they don't want masculinity in this future they have planned. They want sort of, you know, these beta types wearing skinny pants. But I think humanity, children are being, you know, conditioned for a synthetic reality where they're going to be inside, all living in big cities, you know, because the, you know, they're wanting to have all the humans living in a city and get rid of all the rural living in the future. So, you know, they have this all planned out, and the children are just being conditioned for a very synthetic future, I believe.
Yeah, you know, it's the whole Jacques Fresco design, isn't it? I mean, where they want to create that, what I used to call, on, when I was on working for Oracle, I used to call it the beehive effect. Where they create these beehive-like apartments and they get all of these, they round them up from rural areas and say, you're living here now, you know, we'll don't worry, we'll look after you, rah, rah, rah. And they don't end up looking after them. And people then end up paying exponential prices, like terrible prices, and to survive. And they work like slaves, and that's what they want them to do. Work like slaves so they're being controlled. And that's what these kids these days are being taught. They're being taught the whole Jacques Fresco design where he is just like creating these bubbles and saying, let's leave the environment alone and create these bubbles and just create like false ecosystems within those bubbles. And we live there, and they've now convinced the kids that it's a good thing. They're like, this is a great thing. We're not destroying the environment. You know, it's the whole, you know, like the article we're just about to cover after the cunt of the week, ministers to ban boiling lobsters alive, even though it's a very quick death for the lobster. You know, if you have to cut the head off, it's a lot slower. The lobster is still conscious after you cut the head off. So you're better off dropping them in the boiling water. You see their tail flip for a couple of times and then they're done. They're finished. They're already gone. So, you know, this whole ecosystem, ecosystem friendly bullshit, save the animals. Again, as I always say, at the end of the day, the lion is still choking the gazelle, still eating the gazelle. And it sometimes takes up to 3 minutes for that lion to choke that gazelle to death. So what we do as human beings, when we drop that lobster into the boiling water, we're killing it very quickly. It doesn't take long at all. You know, I'll get your thoughts on that, thoughts on that, gentlemen, when we get back, because we are about to come up to a break. But, and also, when we get to the second hour, I will get the credits out there. I forgot to get the credits to all of those that are covering us, at the start of the show. So I'll get the credits out there at the top of the second hour, because there's a lot of great people out there that are covering TCTA, and I appreciate them so much. There's so much to be said, and they're covering it all. Like, seriously, you know, the hippies, you know, 107.9 FM is on my side, 1650 AM, thanks to the good Jimmy X, you know, and he also streams us on a stream. So, and we've got our worldwide stream as well. But there's also other people behind the scenes that don't want to be mentioned, and I like to tilt my hat to them as well. I just won't mention them because they prefer not to be a, like, in a sense, associated with the whole racist and JQ deal. So we'll be right back. We've got with us Maleficus Sentius, Scorpio from Revolution Radio, and myself, Sean.
Now listen. Who is stepping out? I'm going to turn around. Gonna turn around.
turn around once and we'll do the evil.
And so he, the Jew, advances on his fatal road until another force comes forth to oppose him, and in a mighty struggle hurls the heaven stormer back to Lucifer. Germany is today the next great war aim of Bolshevism. It requires all the force of a young missionary idea to raise our people up again, to free them from the snares of this international serpent. Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf.
Alone by a seashore at the end of day, gazes the horizon where the sea winds in its face. Tempest tossed silent, seasons all the same, anchorage painted and a ship without a name.
So you've never heard of Andrew Carrington Hitchcock? Get on over to andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com and have a listen to Andy himself and Paul English, among many guests that they have on the broadcast. You will get to know exactly what's taking place in this day and age, rather than what you hear from your bullshit mainstream media. Have a listen. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democracy society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they are to live together.
1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York.
107.9 FM.
WTFR.
Wembold is free.
And now it's time for the cunt of the week.
Who are you fucking calling cunt, cunt?
Yeah, what did he say, cunt?
He said, you fucking cunt.
Well, you fucking cunt. Who are you to say to him that he was a fucking cunt?
Well, what do you fucking think, mate? I'm fucking defending my fucking self.
Well, no, he come up to you, call you cunt. That's fair enough. Well, he said, you fucking cunt. And you said back to him, you fucking cunt.
Well,
what do you expect him to say back, apart from you fucking stupid fucking cunt?
Well, I don't expect nothing, do I?
He's a fucking cunt. Yes, he's a fucking cunt.
Yes, he's a fucking cunt. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. The cunt of the week intro, which Maleficus and myself absolutely love, and I'm sure Scorpio gets a bit of a kick out of it. So we've got a special guest, a Scorpio from Revolution Radio. He likes to join in and help out, knowing with my health problem, my health problems with what's going on, just in case I fall to the floor and lie dormant for a while. And we've also got the good Maleficus Sentius helping run the show. So Maleficus, we've got yourself and Scorpio that owe us a cunt of the week. So who wants to start?
I thought it was your turn this week. It was my turn last week. I've got plenty, don't worry. I've got plenty of cunts.
I thought I did last week, didn't I?
No, I did last week.
Oh, you did?
I chose Winston Cunting Churchill last week.
Winston Cunting Churchill, that's right. I can remember writing it. Yeah. All right, let's start with Scorpio, and then I'll go next, because I've got a good cunt.
You go first. You've caught me off guard. You go first, Sean.
Oh, no. This is not passing the buck. This is passing the cunt.
This is passing... what's his name? He's a Leb. Oh, shit. I had it in front of me, and I'm going to have to retype it now, because I was caught off guard as well. I thought it was your cunt of the week there, Maleficus. I had one just in case, but, oh, shit. God. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting there. We're going to get our cunt of the week. I've been wanting this cunt for a long time.
There's so many sound bites on this broadcast every week. It's so funny.
Oh, shit. Where is he? Where? I've lost him, Maleficus. I want him. I don't want him, but you know what I mean.
You want that cunt.
Victoria. Premiers of Victoria, Australia. Where was he? I always forget his name every time. Wikipedia. So, Wikipedia. I had one in front of me on a PDF, just in case you just wanted me to do one as well. Of course, Daniel Andrews, we've already done him, but that's not the one I'm after. The one I'm after is... There he is, Steve Brax. Steve Brax. How the fuck did Australia elect a Lebanese dude for fucking premier in Victoria? And he proved beyond doubt that he was all for bringing in immigration and everything, especially from Lebanon. Now, don't get me wrong, I've met some good Lebanese people, but this doesn't mean that they need to be in our fucking country, all right? They need to be in Lebanon. Lebanese, Lebanon. Steve Brax was a Lebanese premier that tried his best to make perfectly sure that immigration would allow his Arab world to get over here. So he was my cunt of the week. That was the PDF I was going to... And it's the same fucking page. I just come up with the same page. But, yeah, if you check out Steve Brax... Sorry?
No, sorry, go ahead. I've got a good one now.
Oh, cool, cool. Good stuff, yeah. Steve Brax. And then, you know what? Everybody embraced him. They all sat there and said, oh, Steve Brax, yeah, he might be Lebanese, but he's such a good person. No, he was all for the immigration minister to have all the Lebanese come over here. And they don't belong here. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that were born here. That wasn't their choice. I'm all for them staying here. I'm talking about the ones that... the parents that came over here. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there were some people out there saying Steve Brax, he wasn't Lebanese, he was Jewish. And I said, no, he wasn't. Yeah, he was Israeli. Go and look him up. He come from Lebanon. You know, so all of these parents that come across here, and by the way, those very parents that hate our fucking guts. You know the ones that walk around, yeah, what's going on, mutt? You walk into their stores, their corner stores, that are hopefully closed by now due to the false COVID. You walk into their stores and say, I'd like a hamburger with the lot, please. They cook the hamburger, and you go, no, there's no bacon on this. No, sorry, mate, we don't do bacon. Now, most Lebanese are actually Catholic. A lot of people don't understand that. I've said this time and time again. But the thing is, there's still that that Islamic nature that flows over the border. So they still act like Islam. Like, no, we don't do bacon, mutt. We don't do pork. And I go, well, I asked for a hamburger with the lot. You're in Australia now. I asked for a hamburger with the lot. I expect it with the lot. I want bacon. And they go, no, sorry, mutt. Sorry, you can't have bacon. And then I just slammed the fucking hamburger on the desk and walk out. And Steve Brax was all for that. He was all for that behaviour coming to Australia. So for my cunt of the week, Steve Brax, I'm glad you're no longer premier. You're a piece of shit. This is not to say that Daniel Andrews is any better, because he's even worse. And what makes him worse is that it's almost like the wigger theory. You've got niggers, and then you've got white niggers. Wiggers. And you're acting like a fucking wigger. So, but Steve Brax, this week, gentlemen, for me, cunt of the week. Drum roll. Okay, Scorpio, we need your cunt of the week.
Okay, my nomination is for Sir Richard Branson for participating in the phony billionaire space race. I watched the footage of that thing, and it looked pretty fake to me. I don't believe any of it. So I nominated him for participating in this billionaire space race fraud.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call for sure. I think, I mean, Richard Branson is a prize cunt anyway. But I mean, yeah, this whole fucking nonsense this whole nonsense that's going on with the whole race to get into the whole sort of outside of, well, the near space travel, you know, This has been going on for a long time.
Life, you know, he's had a very cunty life, and again, he's another one of these billionaires whose whole life story doesn't really add up. I'm very suspicious of the whole narrative.
Didn't he run Virgin?
He is Virgin.
Yeah, because he's a fucking nerdy fuck and he's a cunt.
Hey guys, I gotta drop off. I gotta help Mike Gatti tonight. So thanks for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
It was good to have you.
Great one, Scorpio. Thanks very much.
You guys take care.
Yep. Okay. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Bye. That was Scorpio from Revolution Radio. Look him up. He really does a good show. He hangs out with Giuseppe on the Perfect Triangle as well. A great show indeed. So check him out. But yeah, let me give him the drum roll, even though he's gone now, Maleficus, because he deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Branson. What a weird character. I'm not sure if he was the same Richard Branson that did Virgin Games, computer games. He did the airlines, of course. But
It's all the same company.
Sorry?
It's all the same company.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that. I was a boy when I bought the game RoboCop for the C64. And I got that was from Virgin. And I wasn't sure if it was the same company or not. But, yeah.
Well, Lookout77 in the chat room has just said, well, they didn't even go above the Kármán line, let alone above 80 kilometres, so why bother?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The thing is, with Richard Branson, I completely agree with Scorpio in the fact that his life story just doesn't add up. This is a guy that apparently made his first money from using a telephone box. He didn't have enough money for his own telephone, so he used a telephone box as his own office and would stay in there all day taking calls for, you know, his first bit of business. Absolute bloody nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Yeah. You know, and for those of you in America, that telephone box for us in Australia and Maleficus in the UK were like that telephone box that Doctor Who had, except without being the TARDIS. And they're now...
Well, yeah, they were red over here.
Yeah, they were red over there, and they were glass over here. The glass ones where you open the door like a bus door, and then you walk in and close it behind you. And yeah, but telephone cubicle, so to speak, the public telephones. There's not many here in Australia anymore. There's only a couple that I've seen. In fact, one is just across from my house. I'm surprised to see it still exists. Yeah, yeah, because they got rid of most of them. That was a good cunt of the week. Richard Branson, by all means.
Very deserved.
Oh, absolutely well deserved. And what happens is, I also don't buy into the moon hoax, the moon landing. You know, you take a look at that paper thin fucking, aluminium, type, no, not aluminum shield, mate, aluminium type fucking craft that they were using and everything like that. Lee Rogers went right into detail about there's no way that could have happened back in 1969. So I was listening and I was looking at the reference value and everything. There's no fucking way. No fucking way. Have they landed on the moon since? I don't know. But back in 1969, not a fucking chance. We'll be right back. FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York.
Well, we're happy, Burton. You've been called out on so many levels. What do you have to say for yourself these days?
Is that all you've got to say for yourself? Ivy!
WTFR.
Welcome to Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host from the land down under, Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Dissecting the latest news on the issues that invade your privacy and take away your rights as we move closer to a one-world government. And finding solutions alongside you, the listener, to fight against the New World Order. And now, here's your host, Sean.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Two's Company, Three's Allowed. Top of the second hour. With you is Malefica Sentius and myself, Sean Surplus. Been talking up a storm. Let's get the website up in front of us so we can give the credits to all of those covering us at the present time. We've got the WTFR Direct stream. We've got the Winamp stream. We've got the Windows Media Player, Real Player, QuickTime, for those of you who still use that ancient shit. TuneIn Radio, MyTuner, Listen Online Radio, Radio, Radio Stream Meter, Stream Finder, Radio Garden, Live Online Radio, Streamer. And of course, we've got the TCTA chat room, TCTA.chatandgo.com, and also Hawley's chat room. Check out Hawley's blogspot.com. And who else have we got, Maleficus?
We've got the hippies.
We've got the hippies. We've got the hippies. We have hippies. Indeed. Just spoke to one of them about a few days ago, and they're on tour.
Are they?
Yeah.
That means we're on tour with them.
We are on tour with them, and because as I said in the past, they follow the waves during the warm seasons. So we are on tour with them.
What a privileged position to be in. I'm glad to be on tour with you hippies.
Oh, absolutely, and especially with those girls with such good... Oh, sorry, Shield Maiden, I almost stepped in it. I'm joking. You have to give him a poke in the ribs once in a while, Maleficus, you know? I'm telling you, Shield Maiden will be like, don't you dare. Oh, boy. Maleficus went silent. You coward. You couldn't even laugh.
No. I was actually... Sadly, I was actually concentrating on the chat room there.
Oh my god, I'm talking about boobs and you're concentrating on the chat room. What the hell is
wrong? I have to sort of distract myself, you know, in case my other half listens to this broadcast, you know.
Yeah, any minute now there's going to be a bubble that pops up on Skype on the second computer and it's going to be like, Shawnee, don't you dare. You watch. Anyway, yes, yeah. So thank you to all of those that do cover the broadcast. There it is. She's listening. You know, you've got to love the jealousy. Jealousy is a natural emotion as much as I'm sick. That's one of the things I'm sick of. You know, Maiden and I were talking about this recently, is that, you know, these people that say, oh, you know, jealousy is you should just drop the jealousy. People should be able to do whatever they want, warara. And I said, jealousy is a natural thing. You know, when you step on another man's territory, I think he has the right to grab you by the head. I say head because I don't have hair, and pummel you into the floor if you step on another man's territory. Just don't do it. I think a woman has the right to slap another girl's face if she was trying to step on her man's territory. Jealousy is a natural thing. It's what helped create procreation. The reason procreation isn't predominant as what it was at one stage is because there's not enough jealous people anymore. They're all sharing each other, and you know, it doesn't help procreation, you know. So I always say jealousy is a healthy thing. Don't let it get overbearing, meaning if I'm standing there at a bar and a girl comes over and talks with me, but she has no bad intentions, no ill intentions to like crack onto me,
then I can sit there and have a drink and say, hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's nice to meet you. Hey, it was a good conversation. Okay, don't be overbearing with it, but don't fucking tell me that I can't talk to a girl and Shield Maiden can't talk to a bloke at a bar, because as long as there's no ill intention. Otherwise, you just plain and simply say, I'm taken. That girl over there, that's my fiancée. You know? Or Shield Maiden can say, that dude over there, you know, that dude with that oh-so-handsome-looking face, like, doom. No. That's stripper music. But yeah, you let people know, no, I'm taken, but hey, I'm flattered, sort of thing. But other than that, you know, when I go into a bar, I've had a few people come up to me, as Shield Maiden knows, but I just let them know. I just say, no, I've got a fiance, you know, and they're sort of like, oh, okay, no worries. Most of them walk away after that. Once they realise that you're not going to, you know, bite that hook, if you will. You're not going to take that bait. So, it's just most people, but the ones that don't, you're just like, fuck off. Fuck out of here. I just fucking told you I've got a fiancé. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know?
Yeah, some people see it as a challenge, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. Beth has actually mentioned it as well. Like, certain girls that walk past me and she's like, Dad, did you see the way she was looking at you? Like, she had, like, a grin. I said, yeah, I know. Just keep walking. Don't look back, sort of thing. But, yeah, look, there's nothing wrong with a healthy amount of jealousy. Don't let anyone tell you that. Oh, jealousy is unhealthy. You know, that's the system's way. Because they learn that from television. That's the system's way of saying, just sleep with anyone. You know, totally bring white Western civilization to its knees when it comes to morality. Just sleep with anyone. Don't listen to that person that says, you know, I'm jealous. Screw them. That's what it's all about. You know, really unhealthy.
Yeah, of course. In a decent society, there would be no reason to be jealous. I mean, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. As long as people acted proper, you know, you find yourself a girlfriend, you marry her, you have some children and everything like that, no one would have any, exactly, you hit the nail on the head there, Maleficus. That's the best way to put it.
I mean, I think also, I mean, there's a lot to be said for, our civilizations are based essentially on, our laws. Our natural laws over here are sort of based on, you know, what we would put towards, like, the Ten Commandments, all that kind of thing. So, thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's wife. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I know George Carlin said, "Well, what else am I supposed to think about while I'm chafing the wood?" But I mean, obviously, it's in jest, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is about giving in to lust as well. And what have I said about the whole LGBT, the whole gay thing? It's about giving in to lust rather than, you know, you can love, and we covered last week, you know, you can love your family, you know, but there's a difference between, you know, getting a kiss from your mum and dad and your first kiss.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The difference between love and lust. Yeah. Family love, yeah. And your first kiss, love, you know. And look, there's a natural aspect to that as well, to be said. That's how we procreate, you know. Our first kiss creates that lust and it leads to other things later in life. So there's something to be said there. But when it comes to thy next door neighbor, don't do it. If she's married, don't do it. That's, you know, that's off bounds.
Well, I'm not being funny. Back in the old days, back in the days before we were all sort of like mind raped, you know, you would be fucking ostracized for doing that, you know?
Yeah.
In your local community, you would be ostracized for that sort of thing.
Absolutely, and rightfully so. You know, I think that, you know, we're ridiculed for things these days. Like, you get onto YouTube and make a comment, or you get onto Facebook and make a comment, and we're ostracized and ridiculed for those small things that we say, like, no, I don't agree with homosexuality or something like that. Oh, you're so evil. But now you're ostracized for the dumbest of things. It's
yeah.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. Speaking of which, I recently put up a post about homos, trans, pussy white Western European civilized bitch men these days, and also John Percent added to the equation. Now, let me bring this up. I'm going to play the clip that I put up, and then I'm going to play what John Percent added to it when it comes to Godwin Fred. Where are you? Where the hell are you? Then I'm going to play the great rant. We've got some audio here that we can comment accordingly. Where are we? Where? My mind is everywhere because of this caffeine, I'm telling you. There we are. There. Okay, so. Let's see. No, it might be in there instead. Just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. My mind is freaking out. Some people take speed to keep themselves awake. I just need caffeine because I'm hyperactive. And it's just absolutely crazy. Let's see here. No, it might be in there. Okay, let's have a look. I've got to keep talking, otherwise the silence detector clicks in and it'll start playing music. Oh, shit. Where? God damn it. I'll have to find it during the next break. Fuck it. What I'll do is I'll just play it straight from the website. It might be a little quieter than usual, but if need be, I'll pump it up on the mixer. So this is what I had to say about homo, trans, pussy white Western European civilized bitch men these days. Now, the reason I'm playing it, even though people can look at it on the website, is because those of those around us that can't or don't have the internet, can't use the internet or don't have the internet, they can hear it on 107.9, 1650 AM, among other things. So that's why I want to play it. What are we? We're 12 past the hour. Okay, that's cool. You can tell I'm on the coffee. Maiden will be sitting back. I'm not joking. She'll be sitting back laughing her ass off thinking, yep, Sean's definitely on the coffee. He's talking too fast. But all right, let's have a listen to this one. Here we go. What I can do, I can play it smart. What is, oh shit. Yeah, everything's fucking fine. Oh, 20 push-ups bitches, that's what it's called. I can go to there, and yep, I'm almost there, it'll be alright on the night. Let me see. There we go. Alright, so have a listen to this.
WTFR.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I just got an email about an old show that I'd actually done about the whole gay marriage thing. I forgot I even done it because it's been a while. I think Maiden could probably tell you, you know, Shield Maiden. I think it's been over 2 years that I did that show, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe a year, over a year, where gay marriage was legalized over here because the little bitch homos screamed the loudest. And no one else that was straight went out there to vote against it, so to speak, because they were scared of being called homophobes and stuff like that. That's how they won the vote when it comes to gay marriage getting through. You know, so I haven't responded to the email, and I'll tell you why. It's because I wanted this to be verbal. Just to answer your question, emailer, and since you want to be so anonymous with one of those disposable fucking emailers, one of those disposable email addresses, by the way, quite often those disposable email addresses, ladies and gentlemen, you can't respond to in the first place, hence, again, why I wanted this to be verbal on the website. Number one, you know, they were saying, you know, it should be allowed, and I'm saying, well, it is. It got voted in by the screaming little bitches, by the screaming homos. Number two, you know, one of my biggest issues is this, that if you own a store, You should have, if you bought that store out of your own cash. Now, whether you see it as discrimination or not, because your government says so, doesn't mean that you should have to cater to the homos or cater to the blacks or cater to the Jews or anything like that. That's your store. See, when the government starts to actually preach to people that own their own businesses that this is what you have to do, that's when it's no longer your business. And this can happen to anybody. Anybody at all. So, okay, you've got some homos behind closed doors doing their thing. And what we don't know don't hurt us. But when they're throwing it in our face and saying, you should have to make a cake for me, right? Well, you should have to make a cake for me that spells homosexuality because I'm a homo. Bullshit. No, I don't. This is my business. Get the fuck out of here. Same with if you're black or you're a Jew, you should have to cater to me. I'm sitting there saying, no, I shouldn't. I'm not writing beware the next Holocaust on a fucking cake for you, Jew. And you fucking niggers, oh, I had to pick cotton. No, I'm not doing that shit. I'm not catering to that shit. If I own my business and I want to cater to my own white Western European people, then that's what I'll fucking do. The moment that you have to cater to the government, and that's what's happening, right? The government says, you must run your business this way. That's when you no longer own your business. Now, you rich fucking assholes and you yuppies that are sitting there saying, oh, Sean, you're wrong. Wait until you do something wrong and they shut your fucking business down. And then all of a sudden you change your fucking tune. You contradictive, hypocritic fucking pieces of shit. All right? That's what you are. You homos, you're not coming to my business, okay? If you said to me, I want you to create me a radio station, I'd say, go fuck yourself. You niggers, you come to my fucking business. If I want to say to you, you're not getting a radio station built for you, then you're not getting a radio station built for you. If they shut me down, they shut me down. You know, I mean, my daughter and I are prepared to live on the fucking street if we have to. You know, because we're fucking brave, white, Western, civilized people. We understand what we have to do so that we're not being controlled. But this is bullshit. You know, and you homos that throw it in people's fucking faces. You know, I said to one of the homos back when we were on Oracle. I've got the audio clip somewhere. And I said to the homo that was on Oracle, you know, I said, look, if you were doing something behind closed doors, no one would fucking know it. And he said, I'll do it on the street, right? Fucking bullshit, you know? They just want to thrust it in your face. I don't run around saying I'm straight. I don't run around sticking my tongue down someone's throat because I'm straight and I have a right to do so over anybody else. You know, it's bullshit. Absolute fucking bullshit. Same with a white girl with a big black fucking ugly ape thing with his tongue down her throat in the fucking street. You know what? If you were doing it behind closed doors, I wouldn't fucking know. I still don't agree with it. I'll tell you that now. I don't agree with homosexuality, transsexuality, you know, all that LGBTQ fucking bullshit. But if you're doing it behind closed doors, I wouldn't have anything to complain about because I can't see it. It's the same as me being straight. Oh, it's the straight people that are the problem. Yeah, well, you exist because of your straight parents, you fucking moron. You exist because a woman and a man came together. They mated and sperm went into the egg and then you came about. You fucking idiot. Straight people are the problem. Yeah, all right. Well, what happens if all straight stop mating today? What happens if we put up a fucking sign that said, straight people, stop mating? How are we going to procreate? Of course you're going to have that side to the fucking homo and the fucking transsexual that is going to say, well, perhaps we shouldn't. Perhaps we shouldn't be procreating. Perhaps we just need to become extinct. Because humans are a problem. Okay, fuck off. If humans are a problem, right, and you think that you're a problem, jump off a fucking cliff. Go on, don't fucking talk about it. Do it. Jump off the fucking cliff. So that person that is saying, you know, homos should be allowed to marry, well, they fucking are. They were voted in because the homos screamed the loudest, and all of the men of this fucking country have become pussified little bitches, and they didn't want to stand up and say anything because they were scared of being called a homophobe. Fucking little bitches. They stood. I stood up and I fucking said no, no fucking no. Every forum I went to, when I went out to vote against it, I went to everything and I just went. And I basically there was a ballot paper that was in Wangaratta. Sorry, there was a ballot paper when they were doing the dummy vote, and I walked up, I picked up the form, and I just went no, 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 and I was saying it verbally. And people were looking at me like, oh, what? He's saying no. Oh, my God. No, 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 no. Fuck off. Stick your homosexuality up your ass. Don't want to know about it. And if you didn't try and make it a thing where you can have gay marriage, I wouldn't have needed to know about it. And neither would everybody fucking else. You know... You white men, you white Western European men, need to grow a fucking pair of balls again. You need to grow a fucking dick again. You know, most of these guys, ladies and gentlemen, I swear to God, don't know how to fuck. You know, there's girls out there that are lacking because they don't grab their girl by the hips and fucking drill them hard and make perfectly sure that these girls are gonna fucking enjoy their sex. You know, go fucking... deep penetration type shit. Because they're all pussies. They've lost their nuts. They can't even... They're too scared to be called racist. Or they're too scared to be called homosexuals. Or anything like that. It's fucking bullshit. Absolute fucking bullshit. White Western European men. Of Irish descent. Scottish descent. Right? English descent. Fucking... Cornwall descent, as Maleficus knows. He's witnessing this sort of shit as well. It doesn't matter where you go of white Western civilization these days. All of these people's, all of these men's fucking testicles have shrunk. Otherwise they would have went out and said, no, I'm not for homosexual marriage. But they didn't want to be called homophobes. You fucking pussies.
1650 AM, Tunawanda, New York. 107.9 in the Alpine.
WTFR.
We're bored and free.
So before we move on, Maleficus, after that clip, I want to play something that... and then you can comment accordingly, by all means. I want to move on to something that John Percent sent to me after that clip had... I did that clip. And it's really important that people hear this. This is called Godwin Fred. Fred Godwin. And by God... he lets them have it. He's a Christian, and he believes in Christian moral value. You know, Christian moral value came out the other side with some good moral value, as we know. Even though I'm not religious, I always say that it's the one religion besides the Protestants that came out the other side actually showing good moral value. So I want you to hear this as well. This is a it's actually entitled Godwin Fred. So let's have a listen to this.
That's Christian. Christian punk. Christian thrash. All seven principalities working at once. And this is the result right here. Now, some of you old enough to know, did men used to look like this in 1950, 1940? This is what Satan wants a man to be today. This is what he's turned young men into. Let me tell you a true story, and we're done. There's a brother in Christ at my church named Fred, 70 years old. Fred was at Normandy on D-Day. He was there. He was about 18 or 20 years old. He said he was loaded down with all the ammunition and the supplies that he could hold, and he was on the ship, and the landing craft started in on that beachhead, and the Germans blew the ship right out from under Fred and his men, and there was many of them dead right there on the spot, floating in the bloody water, and somehow or other Fred was going down for the third time when he managed to get loose of some of that ammunition, and he came back up again, and he found another man staggering on the shore that had somehow got kept a grip on a 50 caliber machine gun and had the ammunition. And so three of those soldiers, two men plus my friend Fred from my church, they took up their position and followed their orders, and the Germans started coming over the hills in waves, and Fred said that he fired that gun till the ammo was gone and the barrel was melted and no more Germans came, and the man next to him was on the ground, so he put him on his shoulders and ran a mile to get back to some kind of safety, only to find him dead, carried a dead man on his back. Then caught some shrapnel in his chest, and they had to take part of his breastbone out. And he recovered in England for a time, and then was shipped home. And he found the family farm in ruin, and his father sick in the hospital. And so Fred nursed his father back to health and got the farm on its feet. And the man wasn't even a Christian. That's the kind of men we had in this country 50 years ago. They were men. They weren't this limp-wristed, effeminate stuff. Because Satan wants to turn a man into that. And that's what he's done.
You see, I wholeheartedly concur. You don't need to be Christian. You don't need to be Protestant. You don't need to be any religion if you don't need to be. All you need to be is a fucking man. You know, when you find that your family is in disarray, it's falling to its knees, you come to the table and you fucking take over. You know, when I had to go and pick my daughter up because she said, "Dad, I want out of the family I'm in at the moment," I fucking took to the fucking street straight away and I said, "I'm on my way." And when her stepdad tried to threaten me, tried to say, "You come here and I'm going to kick your ass," because he's so much bigger than me, I went, "I'm on my way. I'm on my fucking way. I'll see you soon." Then all of a sudden he calls back and says, "You come here and then the police are going to be here." That was his way out. That's what men have become these days. Effeminate pushovers. As a man, we need to be looking after our kids. We need to be making perfectly sure that they're looked after. Our families are looked after. And I wholeheartedly concur with this guy. You know, they were men. 50 years ago, they were men. Now they're effeminate little bitches like, "Oh, I don't want to do this because of that. And I don't want to do that because of this. And, you know, oh, yes. But we have to accept the homosexuals. And we have to, you know," bullshit. Bullshit. What we need to do is become fucking men again. And we might have to make sure our kids become men and ladies again. That's our job as parents. And that's fucking gone. It's fucking disappeared. And I'm not fucking happy with it. You know, when I have to see kids in the street acting like little pussies, it really angers me. I think, I want to find their parents and say, "What have you done to your kids that you haven't disciplined them in a way where they're going to be men?" Especially the boys. Because the boys are the ones that will court the girls in a way where the girls will want to be ladies. If you have men in your society, then you will have ladies. But there's no men anymore. You know, when you've got girls saying, "Oh, I like the homosexuals because they're so much fun. They come out shopping with it." That's because you've got no men in your community anymore. Because if they were men, they'd say, "Right, I'm going to be a fucking man. And I'm going to court this girl as a man." You know, like you're 20 years old, you court her as a man. You take her in your arms. You put her on the Ferris wheel. You ride with her and you put your arm around her. And you court her as a man instead of a fucking pussy. Parents are failing their children. You know, you've got to teach your children, especially your boys, how to court a man. We'll be right back. That snuck up on me. Maleficus Sentius will probably get a word in edgewise after we get back from this break. Sorry, Malificus. Two's Company, Three's Allowed.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
If you haven't heard one of Blackbird 9's shows, you're missing out on some important information, ladies and gentlemen. Get on over to Spreaker.com and do a search for Blackbird 9's Breakfast Club. Excellent information. He'll let you know what's going on behind the scenes compared to that of the mainstream media.
Tommy goes to confession and tells the priest, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have been with a loose woman." "Is that you, Tommy?" says the priest. "Aye, it is, Father." "Who was it you were with, Tommy?" "I'd rather not say, Father." "Was it Bridget?" "No, Father." "Was it Carlene?" "No, Father." "Was it Megan?" "No, Father." "Well, Tommy, say four Our Fathers and four Hail Marys." When Tommy gets outside, his friend Pat asks him how it went. "Terrific," says Tommy. "I got four Our Fathers, four Hail Marys, and three great leads."
Yeah, some interesting comments in the chat room before we get to your thoughts on what I was saying, Maleficus. We've got people actually saying, you know, like, this is a really important topic, an important point. You know, if you're not a man, a lady can't be a lady. You know, men were once men where they would actually court them. And I'm not saying that you can't hand a girl flowers. It doesn't make you a wuss bag to hand her flowers. That's the whole thing. You're trying to impress her. You're like the rooster dancing around her. And doing the jig, the Irish jig, you know? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you still have to be a man where you're gonna like really take her under your arm and one of the things I've noticed about girls is this. They sort of say, well, what are we gonna do tonight? You know? And that question right there is a lady's way of saying, you're guiding me. You're my man. What are we doing tonight? We're going to go to the fair and we're going to sit on the Ferris wheel. You will always have an answer if you're a man. You will always have things lined up. Or we're going to see a movie. And she comes to know that you're going to be able to guide her and everything like that. You're going to be able to take hold of the reins, so to speak. And I'm not saying that sexually. But... you're going to be able to take hold of the reins and say, right, yep, we're going to a movie tonight. We're going to go fishing. Oh, fishing's a bit boring. It won't be with me, sweetheart, because I've got the best fishing hole on the face of the planet. You know, I took a whole family out at one stage. They'd never been yabbying before. Now, for those of you who don't know, yabby is a crawfish, what you call a crawfish, like a crayfish over here. Except the yabby's smaller, but still just as tasty. It sounds awful, but it's in a muddy dam, but it tastes just like seafood. You rub it in vinegar after you've cooked them and everything like that. And what happens is, I took this family down there, and the two girls that were, so we had a dude and his missus and their daughter. The two girls were a bit iffy about the whole thing. Like, what's going to go on here? What are we doing? So when I put the meat on the end of the string and I very slowly brought the yabby up and then I put the net under, they were like, oh my God, you caught a yabby. I was like, yeah. And guess what? Once we get about 20 of them, we take them back and we cook them. Oh my God. You know, you have to be the man of the family and say, right, this is the way it is. Right? This is where we're going to... And quite often, a lady that is actually a lady, she will follow what you're doing. This is why the statistics show that men have more car accidents than women. It's because the women always, quite often, as they come through age, get their men to drive more. They're like, no, you drive. You drive. So because we drive more, you know, that's a part of that guidance. We've got more chance of having an accident. A lot of these women, these feminists say, men have more accidents than women. Yeah, but they don't look at the reasons why. It's because we end up driving more. That's because they ask their man to be their guidance. You drive. You know, it is an important topic. Absolutely. Von Curtis, it's absolutely an important topic. Now, there was something else up here in the chat room that I wanted to address. Where is it? Excuse me for a moment. Okay, I've lost it. But anyway, Maleficus, I want your thoughts on this because I've unfortunately spoken over you for a while. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, you haven't been speaking over me. I've just been listening. In actual fact, you've had an awful lot of good feedback on your past clip and the points you're making in all this. Von Kurt and JB have been bringing up some valid or just reiterating your points. You know, women want real men, not whinging bitches, I think was one of the comments. And Von Kurt has also said... men today are screaming over the footy, but can't footy as in the football, as in the soccer, but can't go into shops without a mask. Yeah,
yeah. That's a great. That's the point I wanted to make. You found it for me. Well done. Exactly. You know, big tough men out on the footy field. Look at me, ladies. Look at me. I'm so tough. I'm a jock douchebag. But then all of a sudden they walk into the supermarket and they've got the fucking mask on. No, that's a great point.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, there's a reason why women tend to go for bad boys, hey? Quite often, they want to go for the baddest boy on the block, you know? And all right, don't get me wrong, the baddest boy on the block, this is a misplaced thing, but the baddest boy on the block is normally the guy who's breaking the rules, the guy who's not conforming.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And... look, this is a conversation I had with a lady I worked with a couple of weeks ago. We're talking about mental health in children. And she was saying, because she was a teacher. I help her out gardening because I've started my own business, haven't I, gardening. And I was helping her out in her garden. And we sat down for a break. She's absolutely wonderful woman, really clued up, very, very astute, very well educated. And she said, it's funny, she said, there seems to be so much mental health problems in children nowadays. And I said, well, I've got an answer for that. And she said, well, all right, what's your take on it then? And I said, my take is this, right? You know, kids, the society we live in nowadays does not reflect what being human, or it does not reflect the human disposition now. Mm. So kids are having to learn how to interact with society in order to be accepted. So it's a falsehood. It's a falsehood from the onset. So the point I'm trying to make here is that, all right, the bad boy, they might be misplaced because as we well know, most people that think they're rebelling are actually conforming. It's just,
yeah.
You know, with the smoke and mirrors nowadays, you know, they're actually, you know, like all the people back in the 60s that wanted to be, you know, like the I say that this is no insult to the hippies, but the hippie movement back in the 60s was created in order to draw attention away or to discredit the actual peace movement against the war in Vietnam. That's where it all stemmed from.
Yeah, so, that's a good point.
So all the bad boys nowadays, what the point I'm trying to make is all the bad boys nowadays, they might well be misplaced in their judgment, but you can understand why the females would want to go for a bad boy, because society is sick and they're looking for someone that is not a fucking pussy bitch, as you would call it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So in itself, it's all misplaced, but it's everything's fucked up nowadays. You know?
Everything is backwards.
Do you get where I'm going?
Oh, absolutely, Michael Elmer. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. The major media destroy information. You know, that's exactly... You've hit the nail on the head. Everything is so backwards now that it's reversed to what it was. The new bad boy is the new wuss.
Yes, but well, no. The new bad boy is the bad boy. It's just sadly he's misguided, but it doesn't stop the females being attracted to the bad boy, you know, because that is a natural disposition.
I'm not against the female being attracted to the bad boy, because
no, I'm not. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not adverse.
Oh,
to that,
I'm misunderstanding you then. Please continue.
No, well, this is the whole inversion, isn't it? Is that normally they would go for the strongest man in the one that was able to go out hunting. The strongest hunter would come back and they'd be able to feed their family and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got the guys nowadays that are able. You know, they might be thugs. They might be, to coin a British phrase, fanny rats.
Yeah.
You know, like a rat up a drain pipe, all that kind of thing. But the point being is that that's attractive because it's non-conformist, and also it shows a strong will, it shows a strong man. Yes, it's misguided, but this latches on to sort of an inbuilt thing in the opposite sex. Do you get where I'm going now?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Hear me up for one second, and comment accordingly by all means. You know, when I look at a jock douchebag, you know, just a football jock, he's got no brain. He's a fucking idiot, and all he's got going for him is being on the football field. He's built big, so of course the girls are sort of like, ah, and they spread their legs for him because he's a jock douchebag. And she thinks, oh, I've got a big man. But then, yeah, you have got the hunter, whether he be small, medium, or large, that goes out there and does the fucking job. You know, when it comes to the jock douchebag, I just can't fucking stand that somebody as gorgeous as some of these girls go out there, and some of them even have a good mind behind them. But there's that part of the mind that's missing where I want the big jock douchebag, right? And I'm like, fuck no, don't do that. You know, I've known you for years.
But that's because society, the society that they've been brought up in, has taught them that is the sort of, you know, the physically fit is the provider. You know,
and even though these jock douchebags couldn't fucking shoot a shot in their fucking lives, they couldn't even go fishing. Which is why
this is the corruption of modern day society, though, isn't it? We're not relying on natural statistics anymore. Which brings me back to what I was saying to the nice lady that I've been working for. You know, kids are now having to learn how to interact with society rather than society being a natural progression of life.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah,
and that in itself breeds bad mental health, because it doesn't feel natural. Everyone knows they're in some sort of fucking matrix nowadays, you know?
It breeds contempt into society is what it does. It really does. It breeds corruption into society. And this is exactly their plan, you know? Go out with the jock douchebag. They put movies out there that make this jock douchebag look so fucking good, but he's got no fucking brain. He's a fucking idiot. And you go like, really? As gorgeous as you are, and I've known you for years, you're quite intelligent. Why aren't
you
with...
Oh, thank you.
Oh, sorry, you weren't talking to me. Sorry.
Good on you, you wanker. you know, but it really does anger me. I was telling that story to you, Maleficus, not long back, where that girl came out the chemist, the pharmacy, and then this the ugliest of fuckers you've ever seen. It was a monkey, man. It was a monkey. Yeah. And all of a sudden, they held hands, and I thought, no. Just no. It can't be so. This girl was drop-dead gorgeous, right? Not as good-looking as Shield Maiden, of course. I better make that clear. But she was drop-dead gorgeous. And he fucking grabs hold of her hand, and then I'm looking, I'm thinking, you have got to be fucking kidding me. You know, when I see that, and I know for a fact that that girl has at least a half a good mind about her, because I've met her before, it's just so angering to me. And then they wonder, people wonder why I'm walking along the rail trail and someone says, put your helmet on, and I turn around and go, fuck off! You know?
Well, going back to what you've just said there, I mean, you know, like I say, jealousy is a natural emotion, mate.
I wasn't jealous of the girl. I'd known her for a while. I've stopped talking to her now because of her stupid mistakes. I wasn't jealous at all. I've got nothing to be jealous about because I've got Shield Maiden. But it still doesn't sit right with me for her to be with such an ugly fucking ape. You know, she's a gorgeous-looking girl, and she's with an ugly fucking ape. She could have almost any good white Western European man that also has at least a half-functioning brain, and they would make a good married couple and have beautiful European children and everything like that. That's what angers me. It's nothing jealous about it. You know, I'd be jealous if somebody tried to approach Shield Maiden in a way like, hey, how about it, sweetheart? That's when my jealousy clicks in and I'd fly to America and sort him out.
I was being facetious.
Of course you were. I was trying to play along with it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, when he says something, it doesn't matter who it is on the show, when they say something, I start playing along with it so that it gets a message out there to the audience. They're like, I was being facetious. I'm like, fuck off. Of course you were being facetious. God. So, I fucking tell you.
Yes. Also, to be fair, audience, I like to poke Sean with a stick.
And he fucking does, too. Yeah, he fucking does,
well, you
too.
Deserve it.
Yeah, deserve it. I do. You know, I'm trying my best to become cunt of the week. You know, I'm still having...
Well, you're doing well. You're gaining points. But, mate, you've got a fucking while to go before you get to Bill Gates or something like that. Bill Gates, I still haven't nominated him. He's always on the back burner, though. You know,
I'm gaining cunt of the week momentum.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuntish momentum.
Yeah. Fucking hell, you never cease to fucking put a smile on my face, I tell you. I feel sorry for your mum. She listens to this show and we're talking about, you know, cuntish Boris Johnson and fucking cuntish this and that. She's got to listen to this and actually go like, oh my God, that's my son.
I'll tell you what, my mum, honestly, she... I get a lot of good feedback from my mum. The other week when you, I'm not even going to go over the subject, but there was one subject you were talking about the other week that she was literally sat in her bed, because she was up, she listened to it live. Normally she listens to it on the download, but there was a particular subject you talked about last week, which I think, or a couple of weeks ago, that she actually emailed you about. She was in tears laughing.
That's the one where I thought she was offended, and I wrote to you and said, look...
Yeah. That's the one. I'm not going to go over it right now, but yes, she was actually in tears, like in bed, laughing.
There we go. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes, you know, one of the things I was talking to with Robert Ravolt tonight, your tonight, my this morning, and your afternoon, wherever you may be, was that Robert and I were in a text conversation, and he wrote back to me, not in an aggressive form, but is like, no, hold on a second, you've thought about something that I was not saying at all. So I read back on what I said, and I went, there was one word missing, Jew, right? So when I actually put the word Jew into the paragraph where it was supposed to be, because I could see why he didn't make sense of it. I said, see, this is why I don't like talking in text, and I send people audio messages, and like Maleficus can vouch for this. Quite often, I won't type. I will actually speak it as I think it, because otherwise I can often get typing wrong. And before you know it...
So much is lost in text anyway. So much is lost in text.
Yeah. Emotion, you know what I mean? Emoticons can do certain things, but they can't do everything. Like, you can't shrug your shoulders in text or anything like that, or you can't salute in text and everything like that. So I'd written something to Robert Ravolt, and he took it in a way where I thought, hold on, he's taking that wrong, and he's saying that I'm taking it wrong. Then I look back at my paragraph, and just in one paragraph, I mentioned you in the second paragraph, but not in the first paragraph. And then I wrote to him and said, no, 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 this is what I meant. Have a look. And then it took on a total different form. And then I said, you know what? It can be so detrimental to be typing in text. And whether it be Maleficus' mum in email, because there was no emojis there, or whether it be Maleficus himself, or Giuseppe, or Scorpio, it doesn't matter. In the chat room, you know, yous all know it all too well. Certain things don't come off really well if you miss a word or something like that. And then when I reformed it, he understood what I meant. And I said, look, sometimes I just don't like the idea of text because of these mistakes. And that, you know, that could have been detrimental. You know, I was trying to put it across to him. That could have been detrimental to our healthy friendship. So I said to him, look, we need to get behind the scenes sometimes more in voice, because otherwise, you know, these mistakes happen. And the last sentence he wrote was, yeah, I hear ya. You know what I mean? Some people can't, because I know Robert Ravolt is very busy. He's a busy man, and he likes to spend a lot of time with family and friends, and going out and listening to music. So it's not always easy for him to sit down in a voice chat besides getting on air. But it's not easy. Sometimes we've just got to backtrack and see what went wrong in text and make perfectly sure we get it right. Always keep that in mind, because the last thing we need to do as a healthy community, and I do see us that are all around the campfire as a healthy community, the last thing we need to do is lose each other over a simple text mistake. And it can fucking happen. It has happened, and it does happen. So always backtrack. Always ask questions. If you find someone was saying something that didn't make sense, and or you thought they were insulting you, ask them the question first. Hey, hold on a second. I was like, as Ravolt did today for me, he said, no, I wasn't inferring that at all. I don't know why you thought that. And then I looked back at my message and thought, there's that one word mistake that I left out. I left that one word out. And it just happened to be Jew. You know, so I put the word in, basically said, no, this is what I meant to say. And then he was like, oh, yeah, yep, got ya. It can
make
you
should know
difference.
By now, whenever you leave the word Jew out of any sentence, it opens the world up to a whole load of shit.
Yeah, yeah, fuck it does. Yeah, you're not wrong. Maleficus, are we doing a third hour? I mean, when I say we, I mean I'm going to be doing the third hour anyway, because I've got other.
I'm not going to be able to this evening, mate, because I've got to be up early for school runs, and I'm organising another job tomorrow, and I'm also on with ACH in the morning, Andy's show. We're pre-recording Andy's show at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, so. Yeah, I'll not be able to do the third hour this week, but that's not discounting a third hour or any other week.
No. Look, whatever you have to do, I mean, you know that I can... Look, I've been doing three-hour shows for God knows how long by myself. It's not funny. So there's no...
You've done most of this show by yourself, to be fair.
I probably do most shows by myself. Listen, even though I talk a hell of a lot, and I keep going, especially when I'm on the coffee. It's always good to have you, Maleficus. It really is. It's a special time with you, because we do get along so well, and you've got a lot of really good stuff to add, even though you don't get to add much sometimes. When you do, you add quality information. So it's always good to have you, and I'll continue to the third hour, and play some audio clips and comment accordingly. Ladies and gentlemen, give well, him
I'll
a, be, I'll give
be
the
listening
man a hand.
Anyway while I'm winding down, so I maybe I'll carry on commenting on, in the chat room for a little while as well. So
there we go. There we go. That works. That works. Just, crawl into your bed, relax, have their laptop going, and listen to me rant. I mean, it's no different to what you do.
What could be more relaxing?
Yeah, I know, right? Here, have some lavender. Yeah,
some lavender. Is that for my plague mask?
Now you're going to call me a gay lord. Have some lavender. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah. Yeah, no, I do want to play some other audio clips, ladies and gentlemen, and I will also be commenting on some other articles as well. I'm going to drink a little bit more coffee when we come to the end of this hour, once Maleficus tells me to go fuck myself and he goes off and he fucks off. And then I will I'll become the Energizer Bunny again, even though I don't think I've stopped. I had 3 cups of the strongest coffee in the world. So, yeah, it's easy to talk. And people think I'm on speed. I'm walking down the street after I've had 3 cups of this coffee, this percolated coffee. And people are like, what the fuck's up with him? He's on speed. But I'm not. I've never taken speed. I've never taken ice or anything, any hard drugs. The only drug I've ever taken is marijuana. But, you know, I'm walking down the street and people are looking at me while I'm sort of sitting there going, hey, what am I going to do? I sound like a Chinese person talking to myself. And because I don't usually talk to myself. Mate.
Before the hour's out, sorry to interrupt, but go ahead. You know, it's the first time I've done it all evening. I'm normally very good at it as well. Michigan Goy in the chat room has just said, Gaylord is a town here. I've just said, really?
Gaylord is a town.
Honestly, have you got a town called Gaylord?
We don't here. Not that I know of. It's not something I'd search.
Is there a town called Gaylord in Michigan?
Oh my god,
that's fucking hilarious! Sorry, I just had to come in with that before the hour was out.
Oh, Michigan Goy, you've made a big mistake because now when I introduce you through the chat room, where I say, "Oh, we've also got the Gaylord in there," that his name's Michigan Goy. No, I won't do that to you. It's all right. Seriously.
He said there's a military base there, probably. Well, you know what they're doing with the American military at the moment? They're promoting all the LGBTQ stuff, and yeah. So,
oh
yeah,
wow,
I get where you're going with that, Michigan Goy. And Lookout 77, is it a Navy base by chance? Lots of sailors?
In the Navy.
Yeah. I'd just like to say thanks for the chatters this evening. They've put in some really good input, and obviously they've been feeding back off of what you've been saying as well, Sean. So it's nice to have that live, like real time input from you guys. And listen, guys in the chat room, don't forget, we would like you to maybe come up with a cunt of the week between yourselves as well.
Oh yeah, exactly.
That would
yeah.
be good to have a weekly cunt of the week from the, because we always do it if we've got a guest. Well, the chatters around in the chat room are around the campfire with us, so they should be treated as a guest also. So
I agree.
Maybe
we should have
a cunt of the week from the chat room as well.
Yeah, Maleficus keeps an eye on the chat room, even though I quite often can't. So by all means, that's exactly right. Bring us multiple cunts of the week and we'll read them out right there for the show. Maleficus, as always, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah.
And
thanks, old boy. It's been great.
I will talk to you during the week soon. Say hello to your mum for me.
I will do.
No, 7.9 FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York.
Black people hate America. And the thing it is that the reason why they hate is because they're such losers. They're so weak. They look at themselves as the white man, and the only thing they can use against the white man is hate, because they can't use their intellect, they can't use their money, because they don't have any, they don't have any intellect, they can't use their integrity, they can't use their genius, they can't use anything against the white man. The only thing that the black man have in full supply that he can use against the white man is hate, and he does a good job of that. The black man does a good job of hating the white man, because he can't use his history to say he's been a great man and he's done great things and he's built great nations. He can't use that. He doesn't have money. He doesn't have the intellect of the white man. He doesn't know he doesn't. The only thing that the black man can use against the white man is hatred.
WTFR.
Welcome to Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host from the land down under, Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Dissecting the latest news on the issues that invade your privacy and take away your rights as we move closer to a one-world government. And finding solutions alongside you, the listener, to fight against the New World Order. And now, here's your host, Sean.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Two's Company, Three's Allowed, brought to you live by the one, the only WTFR, where thought is free radio, TCTA Unleashed. .info is the website. I have been given permission by Giuseppe to let you know that his wife's birthday, it's special because it's her 50th. He's taking her away for a while, and they're going to have a great time. I wish them all the best and many years to come. 50 is still young as far as I'm concerned. I'm 46, and I feel young, even though I've got this whole hemochromatosis deal going on. And I still feel young, especially when I'm on the coffee. Holy God. So, yes, happy 50th birthday. Happy birthday to you. I know, I'm a terrible singer when it comes to this. If I have music on in front of me, karaoke and all of that, I'm not a bad singer. A lot of people say it. But the thing is, when there's no happy birthday to you in front of me, I'm just going to have to be a terrible singer for Giuseppe's wife. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Giuseppe's wife. Happy birthday to you. Oh, I didn't do too bad. Actually, it sounded pretty fucking ugly, but you know what? I'm sure she'll enjoy it. Happy 50th birthday, Giuseppe's wife, by all means. It took Giuseppe to get back to me for a while, to give permission to me to say happy birthday, or say happy 50th birthday. But he got back to me and said, no, you can let people know that it's 50th. So there we go. Yes. Oh boy. I'm just hoping I make it to 50 at this point in time. You know, with everything that's going on, it makes me wonder. Shield Maiden, don't take that to heart. I'm joking. All right. Because I know when I make these jokes in front of the daughter, she's like, Dad. So don't take that to heart. I'm sure I'm going to survive until I'm 150. Because, you know, I'm indestructible until then. You know, that's the way it's going to go. Okay, so New South Wales shop owners arrested for banning customers who have masks or vax. Right? Have a listen to this.
You cannot walk away.
So you've got the cops that are actually arresting people.
She's not injuring police.
What is the arrest status?
The senior constable.
This woman's saying, why is she being arrested? Why? You know, this elderly couple that are running a business, they're saying, no, we will not serve people with masks and we will not serve people with vaccines. And this is what I was talking about earlier. Earlier on, I was talking about how if it's your business, you own it, then you should be able to choose who the fuck you serve. When your government starts passing down laws that says you can't choose, it's no longer your business. This is why we need to take Australia back. This is why we need to take America back. The UK, Ireland, Scotland, Cornwall, the whole lot. We need to take it back. This is our business, not theirs. I would say to the cop, hold on a second. Did you pay for this fucking business? Did you pay for this building? Do you pay for the coffee we serve? Do you pay for the cakes we make? No? Then what the fuck are you doing here? What the fuck are you doing here? Now, of course, we know that they'll take us away in the back of the paddy wagon anyway. No matter what we fucking do, they'll cuff us and everything like that. But we still need to fight. This is bullshit. So these people are getting taken away in the paddy wagon, an elderly couple being taken away in a paddy wagon, cop wagon, because they dare not to serve the dumb fuckery of masks and vaccines. Unfucking real. Unfucking real.
So you need to arrest all of us. What is she guilty of? What is she guilty of? Hey, you guys are bastards.
Lily, come on, stop resisting. You're under arrest.
What about this fat bloke here?
I've got it all on film.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, you are pathetic.
Stop it.
What's your name? How pathetic are you people?
Stop it.
Right, what is your name?
You've got it already.
I don't have it already. You wouldn't let me film it.
Why shouldn't I
need a car?
What up with you?
You guys are. Who are you acting for? The people or your government?
You're under arrest too.
Oh, for God's sake, give me back my phone.
You're under arrest.
She's under arrest because she was filming them whilst they were breaking the law. You're under arrest too. We can just decide that. You know, you cops are fucking pathetic. You're fucking pieces of shit. Here in Australia, pieces of shit. Over there in England, pieces of shit. Scotland, Ireland, Cornwall, pieces of shit. People don't have faith in you anymore. Once upon a time, we would call you for our safety. Now we're saying, fuck you. Go fuck yourself, you piece of pig shit. You remember when you were being called pigs in the 80s and the 90s? And that sort of like dwindled down. Nobody was calling you that anymore. They're calling you that again. You're pieces of communist, Marxist, fucking pig shit. Gutter filth is what you are. You're fucking disgusting. Now, what's this one here? That one wasn't named properly. Let me just have a look, ladies and gentlemen.
How is everyone? Everyone all right? Just a quick one. A little bit of a fucking rant, if I'm honest with you. Fucking sick of this shit, man. I'm telling you now, if you took this fucking jab...
Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is a great rant. From a gentleman in the UK that talks about the jab. Let's do this. Let's have a listen to this.
All right. With all the information and all the evidence out there and everything that fucking people have been saying and doing to try and help you people to not take this fucking death shot, and you still go ahead and take it and have the fucking cheek to fucking ridicule people like myself for trying to fucking help you, trying to help save your children as well as ours... You're a fucking retard. An absolute fucking retard.
A fucking man. You go.
It's that simple. I hope you're out there enjoying the fucking sun, drinking your fucking beers, just enjoying life and cracking on like nothing's going on. Why, there's some good fucking people out there trying to fight for our fucking lives and our fucking freedoms. And our children. These cunts are coming after our fucking kids. And you're just as much to blame. You're keeping this going. You cunts. You cunts. You can't even get on a fucking plane now. Because you've had the jab. Half of you only took it. Because you want to go on fucking holiday. Because you believe the fucking nonsense. It's fucking sickening. sickening, I'm tired, I'm fucked off. We're fucking fighting this day in, day out, trying to fucking tattoo, trying to be a fucking dad, trying to have a fucking private life. Well, you cunts are swanning around like nothing's going on. Swanning around. Fucking spastics. The lot of ya. I'm telling you now, see...
Fucking spastics. He's hitting the nail on the head all the way. Fucking spastics. Spastics that are fucking like, I want to get my jab just so I can go and fly overseas. You know, Shield Maiden and I have more of a reason to fly overseas than so many others in this very fucking town and in her fucking town because we want to get married. And it would, wouldn't it be so easy to think, oh, as long as we get the jab, I'll be able to fucking fly over there. Yeah, it's easy to think it, but we're not fucking stupid. We're not fucking stupid. We're looking for a gap. Or maybe some other means of getting over there without having to get the jab, but I won't discuss that here. But anyway, we're, you know, it would be so fucking easy if we had weak will, but we don't. If we had a weak constitution, but we don't. Not as in weak constitution governmental-wise. I'm talking about in our own mental constitution. But we don't. But if we find a gap, yeah, cool. But these fucking weak-willed motherfuckers, they're, oh, I wanted to go on holiday, so I'm going to get the jab. And then so many of them end up fucking dead. That's something the media doesn't fucking tell you. You know, the statistics are through the fucking roof with how many people have been injured and died from this shit. No one wants to see that, as Maleficus and I have been talking about for so fucking long. No one wants to see that. My God. You dumb fucks. This guy's really on point. I love it.
Damn. Fucking spastics. The lot of ya. I'm telling you now, see when all this is over. See all you cunts. All you cunts that put us at risk. We're coming for you next. There's no excuse. There's no fucking time left. And all you cunts keep doing... is fucking mugging everyone off. Fuck all of you. Take the fucking jab. You fucking spastics. Take the fucking jab. Natural selection is definitely needed. We don't need cunts like you in our new life. Makes me sick. I cannot believe how fucking stupid humanity has got. Fucking stupid. Fucks me off. The fucking lot of you. Fucking lot of you. Some of us are fighting day in, day out, doing everything we can, putting our lives on the line, putting our reputations on the line, putting our family and friends on the fucking line. Because we're trying to stand up for people like you fucking retards. Makes me sick. I hope you're fucking proud of yourself. I hope your family's even fucking prouder. Do you know what? Every one of you that takes this fucking shot and something happens to you, fuck you, you deserve it. You deserve it. There's fucking evidence out there. Evidence. Plenty of it. Plenty of people saying the same shit to you. And you don't listen. Because you're fucking idiots. Because you watch too much TV. And that's what this boils down to. You can't stay away from the fucking TV. You fucking idolise pricks in football. And fucking idiots on the internet. You don't deserve a fucking life. Fuck you. Hurry up and die, you cunts.
Yeah, exactly. Hurry up and fucking die. As I've been saying, dive off a fucking cliff. You useless eaters. You brain dead fucking morons. Dive off the fucking cliff. Right? And another thing, ladies and gentlemen, when you go shopping, ask the person that's serving you if they've had the jab. And if they have, you say, no, don't serve me. I don't want that shit near me. You've been jabbed with it. I don't want it fucking near me. So you're going to have to get someone else to serve me. Make sure you say that. Because if they've had the jab, there's a big chance that if it's the advanced jab, you're going to catch it. Because they're breathing in your area. Just because they've got a mask on doesn't mean that you're not going to get it. Because it's aerosol. Flu is aerosol. Every fucking flu is aerosol, including COVID. So say to them straight out, I don't want you serving me. If you're saying that their COVID is so deadly, of course we know better, but you throw it back in their face. If you're saying COVID is so deadly, I don't want
you breathing near me because it's aerosol. It even comes out of the mask. No, thank you. Go and get someone who hasn't had the jab. That really throws it in their fucking face. Doesn't matter if it's a donut stand. It doesn't matter if it's a fucking supermarket. You know, I made the mistake the other night of not asking that question. My daughter and I went to a donut stand and I didn't ask whether they had the jab or not. I don't think so. They don't seem like that politically correct type or anything like that, but you don't know. Try not to make the mistake. Ask them, have they had the jab? And if they've had the jab, say, no, I would much rather somebody else serve me, because you're flipping it back on them. So they're like, oh, I've got a mask, so it can't hurt you. No, you say straight out, no, it's aerosol. It's not direct, it's aerosol, meaning just your breath can reach up to 30 fucking meters away. When you're walking through the store and everything like that, people are still breathing it in. You know, I'm not coming back here if you've had the jab. Sorry, you know, you're diseased. You've got a disease now. And if they say, oh, fuck, you said, fuck you, you dumb fuck. You got the fucking jab. How fucking dumb are you? You know? Oh, God. This fucking doesn't get any fucking worse, does it? Let's have a look. Cops, here's one. COVID cops fail again. I'm going to have to get some articles again soon, too, because I want to cover these.
Warning. Censorship. Warning. Censorship.
They don't know who you are.
Avraham Yemini, Rebel News, on my thing. Okay. Your intimidation tactics are not going
to
work.
I'm not trying to intimidate.
All right. Yeah, you are, because you know exactly who I am, mate. Avraham Yemini here for Rebel News, just heading into Melbourne CBD to cover today's lockdown protest. We have no idea what we're going to find there and how the police are going to...
Now, of course, he's a little Arab fuck, for what I understand. And look, I don't like listening to the Arab fucks any more than you do, but he really does get confrontational. And this is why I've been saying, where are the white Western European men? Where are they? Why have we got the little Arab fucks out there defending us instead of our own white Western European men? Is it any wonder that our women, our white Western women, end up falling into the arms of Yemini here? Because the white Western men aren't doing shit. Don't bitch and moan about why our white Western women are falling into the arms of Arabs. Because you ain't up there doing shit. You're not being an activist. You can blame yourself. You can fucking blame yourself. If you're not going to be out there as an activist, they're going to fall into the arms of the nearest Indian, fucking Arab, fucking Chinese, Japanese, fucking Wadanese. Like, fucking, you have to take your world back.
Respond, whether it's going to be like what we saw the other night, where they let the protest happen, or we're going to have a return of those brutal enforcement scenes we've seen at the previous three lockdowns here in Melbourne. So we're just going to head up to the protest upstairs. But before we get there, I want to make sure you know what's happening. Because on Tuesday, YouTube, you may not know this, they're changing their terms of services, which means that Rebel News may be pulled off by then. So, to ensure that you can always get our reports and they can't stop you from seeing the other side of the story, head over to yeminireport.com right now. Give me your name and email address. That way, even if on Tuesday they do shut down our channel, I can send you the reports. yeminireport.com. So, a return to the old scenes we've seen in Melbourne over the three previous lockdowns, where police have basically a portable station where they process everybody that they arrest.
I am a model citizen. I've never been arrested in my life.
Well, you just said you had been arrested.
Never been until now.
Okay. Are you under arrest?
No, I'm not. But nothing wrong. But nothing wrong.
That doesn't. You're in Victoria. You're guilty until proven innocent.
That's right. Who are you working for?
Time to go to your car.
I know who you're working for. You're on the good side. This is the evil side.
We are under one law. So if I said I'm Aboriginal...
Sorry, move on.
Is that,
what do you mean?
Move on.
We're
move on.
Doing our
I want
job.
You here? No, I don't want you. We should,
we've been through this. We've been through...
Have a listen to that. He's going, move on. Move on, as if he has the right to say so. No, you can interview anybody. I had the same problem here in this local area where this fucking little douchebag bitch was parking his vehicle over the disabled ramp near Foodworks in Myrtleford. This little douchebag pussy bitch kept parking there. So I was very nice about it. I walked over and said, please, can you not park your car there? Because my pop, a gentleman by the name of the captain that I consider like a pop to me, I said, can't get up on the ramp in his gopher. You know, one of those little machines that you, it's sort of like a wheelchair, electronic wheelchair sort of thing. And he started getting fucking uppity. I said, dude, be careful of the fucking next sentence you use because I will fucking lay you out. Now, I ended up going, coming down to the same place, and as I was going past what you call a gas station, and I call a petrol station, the cops were there, and I said, can you come and look at something for me? And they said, yeah. I said, is that legal, him parking there? Because my pop can't get up there because he's parked on it. And he said, well, you know, technically it is legal because there's no marked lines. He said, but morally, no, it shouldn't be legal. And I said, right. And then another officer come along and he said, when the store owner came out to defend this little douchebag, he said straight out, he said, you can't say whatever you want. And I went, yes, I can. I was like leaning near on into the driver's side window to look to, across to the passenger constable. And I said, yes, I can. When did we have freedom of speech in Australia? I said, if you want, I can have some reporters down here right now and let people know that Foodworks do not obey the rules when it comes to morality. And the stupid bitch that owns the store, she was like, oh, I find that ridiculous. And I looked at her and I said, oh, I don't care what you think. Seriously, the cops think that they can just do anything they fucking want and tell you that you can't say what you want to say when you want to say it. Bullshit! You'll put me in fucking prison before that happens. What are you going to do? Cuff me because I had something to say? Really? Are you going to cuff me? You're going to put me in cuffs, constable, because I had something to say that you didn't like? Fuck you! Stick it up your stupid constable ass, your stupid cuntstable ass. You know, I had faith in you guys all of my fucking life to protect my family, my mother, you know, my sisters, my brother, the whole lot. And yous have turned into this communist, Marxist motherfuckers. I have no faith in you. I won't even have faith in you to protect my family. Someone comes to my house and they threaten me. I'm not calling you guys. Oh no, don't worry. I've got my ways of fucking protecting my family. Ways that you won't fucking appreciate. And I don't care if I end up in prison because of them. Yous are pathetic. Yous have become pathetic little fucking communist Marxist bitches that can't do shit for your Australian people. Why did you get into the business? Well, you got into the business because you wanted to protect people. Well, you're not fucking doing it anymore. You're out there arresting people because they're not wearing a fucking mask. You cock-sucking cunt. You cock-sucking cunt. That's what you're doing. You fuck it. Oh my God, you've bowed down to fucking Satan itself. What a pathetic piece of shit. Pathetic piece of shit. You bowed down to the pathetic fucking communist Marxist constitution government of Australia that is now run by infiltrators. Fucking disgusting. You're disgusting. I would never call you for protection. So when you have to lock me up one day, put me in cuffs, because I may have defended myself and my family in a way that you don't see fit. You think about that. It's because you've become a communist Marxist motherfucker. That's what you've become.
this and
You can't move me on, mate. Sorry.
I don't want you here.
A lot of people don't want you here, but you're here.
Well, mate, I've got a job to do.
Have
you got some idea on you?
Yeah, we've been through this here, right, and the legal department already went through this. So.
Well, I'm leaving my mask on for this. So they give an extra.
So they work under a different law, the Aboriginal.
Not a different law, it's different support, it's an external
they
stakeholder.
They get different support.
Okay. Can you get a metre and a half away, please? Metre and a half away.
So that's just an external support to help
you. Can you get a metre and a half away, please? There's cops going, can you get a metre and a half away? But yet they're walking up to people and breaking the metre and a half law by cuffing them. Right? And grabbing them on the shoulders and everything. Hold on a second. You get the fucking metre and a half away from me, motherfucker. If I have to, you do too. Don't come near me. Don't come near me or I'll have to throw punches. And then if you fucking cuff me, you just broke the 1 metre and a half law. Fuck you, pig.
Look at this. This is abuse of power. They don't have the power to act like this. They don't have the power to act like this. Pushing media they don't want here. Can't do that. This is a park where no one wants them here, but they're doing their job. I'm doing my job. I'm not going to be intimidated by a gun and a badge, nor should you. Hang on, guys.
Yeah, good. Doing my job.
Yeah, that's fine. I did.
He's asked you before to step back.
No, he's asked me to get away because he doesn't want me here. That's very different, and you're breaking my meter and a half. Same thing.
Yeah, is there a reason you don't have a mask on for them?
Yep. We've been through this with your legal department about 5 minutes ago. You might want to ask your superiors about it.
I'll ask you.
You don't have to wear it when you're working like this.
Is that right?
Yeah, go ahead. Call the media. Call the department again.
And your name?
Avraham Yamini.
Do you have your media pass? Mate?
Not on me, no.
You don't?
Mate, you want to call your superiors, you're going to go through this again.
I just need to know who you are.
Avraham Yamini, Rebel News, on my thing. Okay. Your intimidation tactics are not going to work.
I'm not trying to intimidate
you. All right. Yeah, you are, because you know exactly who I am, mate.
So you're working for media, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're throwing the media apart, no issues.
How pathetic are these cops? How pathetic are these fucking cops? That they think that we don't know our shit. Well, you know, most people don't, unfortunately. But how fucking pathetic are these fucking cops where they walk up, so you don't have a mask and you don't have this and you don't have that. And I'm saying, I would be saying, you're fucking perceptive. Of course I don't have a fucking mask. Are you going to arrest me because I don't have a mask or what? You know, I'm in the media. I can't have a mask on while I'm talking into a fucking microphone. Do you understand? Do you understand? Let me explain it to you. I don't need a mask because I don't have a... I have to use a microphone. Fuck me.
You don't have to wear your face mask while you're doing this, but just make sure that if you're just talking to the guys that you do, put your face mask on for it, okay?
I'm going in and out of it, but I don't appreciate where they tell you that they don't want me in the park, so I've got to go, because if we go by that logic, most of the people in this park don't want you in the park.
Okay, listen to this.
So do you see how, if you want to apply that logic, it's got to be even.
Are you going to let me speak?
What?
Like I said, we've accepted that you're media. Okay,
you're thank you. You've accepted. No, but I don't need you to... Because I don't need you... Because I've come here from the minute I've walked here and you guys have been confrontational.
Let's go.
There you go. They want you to work with them when it suits them, but they could come up and confront you at any time. This is what... That is the definition of a police state. And everybody at home that's apathetic, you let this happen.
Yes.
Into little buses and...
He's absolutely right. Every one of you that are apathetic have let this happen. Every one of you that say, yes, sir, no, sir, 3 bags full, sir. You are the ones that let this happen. You are the ones that sat on your fucking hands with your thumb up your ass, sniffed it afterwards, and let this fucking happen. It's time to fucking stand up and say, fuck off. You know... I know so many of you out there that don't want to fucking wear the mask, but do it, I just don't want the fine. So many of you that wear the bicycle helmet, I just don't want the fine. Of course, there's those of you out there that wear the bicycle helmet because you think you look fucking professional. You look like a fucking idiot with your head stuck up a turtle's ass. That's what you look like. Those of you, the guys that are wearing your tights... And everything like that. You're a fucking fag.
a fucking poofed a fag that needs his fucking head punched in for being so fucking stupid. That's what you fucking need. The same as all of you that are wearing masks. You're fucking idiots. God, I can't express it enough. There's not a word on this earth that doesn't explain what fuckheads you people are. Oh my God, seriously. Like, fucking really? Two's Company, Three's Lab. We'll be right back.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
Radio X with your host, Jimmy X, 7 days a week. If you haven't heard of Radio X before, then you need to get on over to tctaunleashed.com. That's tctaunleashed.com and have a bit of a listen. Otherwise, you're missing out. Check out our schedule and have a bit of a listen to Jimmy X, tctaunleashed.com. If a racist is a person that recognises the differences between race and then identifies the superiorities and inferiorities between those different races, then yes, I am a racist. And I wear that title proudly, and I think that you should too. There is something beautiful about being able to recognise the differences between races. But there's something even more beautiful in having the freedom to be able to notice the differences when it comes to the superiorities and the inferiorities between those races.
Painted a picture of a day gone past, an ancient scripture.
Two's Company, Three's Allowed, ladies and gentlemen. WTFR. So, yeah, you know, these cops, they just abuse their power. They basically say what we say goes. You know, it was like that cop that I played on air. I recorded the call and played on air. Of course, I got permission for the call. And what happens is he said, oh, well, that's not right. I said, what's not right? He said, well, anyone can say they're an asthmatic and not have to wear the mask. And I said, have you seen the NHS website? That's a government website. And I gave him the website, and it actually says right there, you do not need a permit or a certificate to prove that you have an exemption. You just have to mention the exemption to the police and you can walk away. But the cops fucking ignore it. They've become the new communist Marxist military. This is unacceptable. Unacceptable, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want to get to this. Let's have a look. Shit. Where was I? FDA. Here we go. The FDA pushing to mandate supplement registration. All right? It's a... this is unfucking real. This world. You know, Everybody bitches and moans about Hitler's communist regime. Oh, Hitler's communist regime. He had this and that and this and that. But this world has become more communist than anything Hitler did on the face of the planet. Unfucking real. FDA pushing to mandate supplement registration scheme while completely ignoring the 50,000 plus Americans injured each year by over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. Now, I know of a first-hand experience. My auntie on my Mars side, my mom meaning my adoptive Mars side, not my mother, what happens is she had a sister by the name of Jude, my auntie Jude, as far as I was concerned. And it was partly the pharmaceuticals that killed her, the over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. She was addicted to paracetamol, which is like a painkiller. All right? If you look up Panadol and paracetamol, you'll understand what I'm saying. And she was addicted to them. She would take them all the time, and that helped shut her liver down. So I've seen this firsthand. They won't talk about that sort of thing. Like it says here, you know, FDA pushing to mandate supplement registration scheme while completely ignoring the 50,000 plus Americans injured each year by over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They are so full of shit. They are so full of shit when it comes to this. They refuse, the FDA refused to mention that. You know, the 50,000 plus injured people, if not dead people, like there's a lot of them that end up dead, but they won't, mention, oh, what about the people when it comes to vaccines and stuff like this? Oh, fuck that. You know, it's just disgusting. The Melbourne Cup, I'm rushing through because we're running out of time. I was talking about the Melbourne Cup and how there's a lot of ladies there and how they're very ladylike. They've got their dresses and their hats and everything like that. But then Shield Maiden actually dug up some information and showed how many skanks are there, how many skanky hoes are there that are like wearing these really short skirts and showing their cleavage and falling over drunk and shit like that. You know, the mainstream media only show the attractive side to shit. It doesn't matter whether it's about vaccines, pharmaceuticals, or anything like that. They only show the attractive side to shit. So I thought the Melbourne Cup, you know, being such a posh thing, the Melbourne Cup is a horse race over here that goes on every year. And they call it Melbourne Cup Hat Day, where you... these ladies come out and they wear their little frilly hats and everything like that, and they're looking like ladies. But that's all you see via the mainstream media, whether it be on the internet or whether it be television. And then Maiden just dug up a whole heap of shit for me, like in this article. And I was like, oh my God. You know, they were falling over each other, fucking... you can tell they're falling over each other. Their skirts are up their ass. The fucking... the hats are over their faces and, oh man, seriously, what has happened to moral value? I'm not talking about bad language. You know, on this show, I use bad language and everything like that. And some people could possibly argue, well, you're not very high moral value either, Sean, because you use bad language. Well, this is an adult show. Okay? The Melbourne Cup is public in front of children. That's not public. That shouldn't be public when you get some young skanky hoe, and she's trying to look like a lady at first, but then she has a few wines, and then she falls over, and her skirt lifts up, and she's got a thong up her ass, and everything for a child to see. You know, I'm not joking when I say, if I saw that shit, if I was actually at the Melbourne Cup, I've never been to a Melbourne Cup before, but if I was at the Melbourne Cup, and I saw some dirty skanky hoe, like 20 to 25, that had a thong up her ass and she's laying there laughing and stuff like that with her friends, I would walk up and I would kick her so hard in the fucking rectum, you know, the fucking ass bone. You know, when you fall on your ass bone sometimes, like, you know, I was jumping on the trampoline with my son and my daughter and I went flying off the trampoline and was like, bam, hit my tailbone. I was sort of like, holy crap, that's painful. Well, I would deliberately walk up to that skanky hoe and go fucking, woo! How's that feel, you dirty bitch? You know, my kids are here. What the fuck is wrong with you? Go home, you dirty skank. Fucking, woo! Give her a second serving, you know? Here's some dessert. Ooh! Have some of that, you skanky hoe. Seriously, what has happened to white Western civilization's fucking moral value? It's gross. It's fucking gross. This is not something that should be happening to our white Western civilization. You know, oh my God. Yeah, it says more than 105,000 people flocked to Flemington Racecourse in Melbourne for the 2-mile race, which has become a social, cultural, and of course, cultural. Yeah, whatever, motherfuckers. Cultural for sure, because you've got every culture under the fucking sun, including the rape cultures coming from third world countries. And a sporting icon for Australia, and a large number of them were ladies dressed to impress. But in time-honoured fashion, as the champagne flowed, and Rocia were won, or load the... I haven't got my other glasses on, so I've got to stand back a bit. The race-goers became ever more dehevelled with some kicking... What? Can they write? They were probably drunk at the fucking thing. Some kicking off their shoes to feel the grass of the racetrack under their bare feet. I'm not going to read any more of that. Fuck that. Whoever wrote this is fucking retarded. Let me see if I can get through this. Britannia, really? Britannia? You mean British? Britannia, I'm just going to read it as is. Racing meter have long had a reputation for getting a bit messy as the day developer. But the... Oh, God. I can't even read that. Whoever wrote this was obviously fucking drunk. Unless the PDF printed out wrong. I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah, skanky hoes. Skanky hoes that need to be kicked in the fucking ass bone. There's a YouTube clip out there where this girl was walking around. I think it was on the end of Route 66. And she's walking around and she's pulling her pants down and someone's filming her. And this old guy walked right up behind her and just went like fucking BAM and kicked her right in the ass. As if to say, you dirty skanky hoe. And she just went down for the count. Holy God. She just fell over. And I thought, good on you, old man. Good on you. Fucking there's kids walking around that fucking boardwalk. You know? And what, she's walking around pulling her pants down just to get some fucking hits on something like YouTube or some porno site or something like that. I was like, yeah, man, like fucking goal. You kicked a goal. Like, holy shit. It really is. Our white Western civilization has been brought to its knees. We need to take it back. Now, you know, some of us are saying that we probably won't be able to, but by God, we've got to try. All right, we've got to try. Let's have a look here. Oh, it makes me angry. It makes me angry. Let's have a look here. What have we got? Oh, fuck off. Yeah, okay, so we've covered that, we've covered that, we've covered that, that, that. Yeah, the ministers to ban boiling lobsters, you know, oh God, that's, that, they die quicker than cutting their heads off. FDA... Melbourne Cup. Yeah, the first AI war. Israel uses AI-controlled drone swarms. Supercomputers against Palestinians. I won't go into that now because I'm running out of time. I've got a little bit of other audio I want to play. Thousands given fake COVID-19 vaccines filled with saline in India. Check that out for yourself. Of course, the show notes are going to be here after the broadcast, so you'll be able to look up all this for yourself. Prepping 101, how to store water for emergency preparedness. That was thanks to Shield Maiden. British kids could get COVID vaccine even if their parents don't want them to. You know, you fucking authorities come near either my fucking even go near one of them, and there's going to be unnecessary bloodshed. Plain and simply, there's going to be unnecessary bloodshed. You come near my son or my daughter with this whole idea that, hey, it's your choice rather than your parents and rah, 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 there is going to be trouble. I'll tell you that right now. And I'm not the only one. I'm not going to go using names or anything, but there's numbers of people, including bikers, that I know. Again, I'm not going to use names. I'm not even going to use the biker group names. They're including bikers that are saying, yeah, come near us with that fucking jab. Come near our kids with that fucking jab and you're fucking done. There's going to be a war on your fucking hands. So you fucking think about that. The Principality of Hutt River, look it up. Principality of H-U-T-T River, look it up. We're not going to have much time to talk about it. It's in Western Australia. I think the dude that was running it is dead now. So I don't know whether it's still a principality. I think JB was saying at one stage it's been closed down because he died. If I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken. So, you know, yeah, just look into it first. But there's principalities here in Australia. They're called micronations. Look up micronations, where the government can't touch the land, although these days they would do it no matter what, as we can tell with what they're doing, forcing people to say, right, well, you've got to get this fucking thing shoved up your nose and everything like that. Yeah, over my dead fucking body. Try and stick something up my fucking nose and watch what happens. I'll fucking show you how I let loose, as most of my friends know. I'll fucking let loose. Now, I want to play just a little bit more audio before we go, because we are running out of time. Let's see here. Where is it? Face paralysis. Have a listen to this.
I wanted to talk about it responsibly. I don't want to discourage people from getting vaccines. And strangely, I don't really want to discourage them from getting this one.
Jennifer Gibson says she got the COVID vaccine because she wanted to see life in Canada get back to normal. But the Toronto woman wasn't prepared for what she saw when she looked in the mirror 2 weeks after getting her AstraZeneca shot.
In the morning, I was just looking and I thought, gosh, something is weird with my face. And I thought, whatever, I slept funny, no big deal. And by the end of the day, my husband even, I was asking him, like, this is weird now. And even with kindness, he had to say, yes, it was.
A phone consult with Gibson's doctor confirmed that she had developed Bell's palsy, a form of facial paralysis.
And there we go. So here she is. She gets facial paralysis after getting the jab. And she's still willing to say, oh, no, no, no. You should still go out and get your vaccine. And I'm thinking, okay, this explains how fucked up and dumb human life has become. You know, to the point where you can get fucked up by this sort of shit. It's sort of like going, someone walks up and says, Sean, can I shoot you in the head? Yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden, I look in the mirror and there's noodles slightly hanging out my ear. And I go, well, you know what? It's okay to get shot in the head. Fucking hell. Because as we were talking about on Giuseppe's and Scorpio's show, it's like Russian roulette. You know, I think it was Fetcho. He was actually saying it's like Russian roulette. You give this person, your kids, a shot. It's the same as having a six shooter, a revolver, a six shooter, and you go, all right, hold still, child, because there's a lot of them dying of it. Some of them won't straight away, but there's a lot of them dying of it like a day later, 2 days later. So it's Russian roulette. Do you play Russian roulette with your children, ladies and gentlemen? Do you go out in the sand pit, sit down and say, hey, let's fucking play Russian roulette. This doesn't this sound cool? And the kid says, yeah, Dad. Right? And then you just fucking put the gun to its head. And there's a chance that that one bullet in that chamber is going to blow your child's head off. So why would you do it if when it comes to a vaccine? Given that there would be a chance they die. Oh, because it's the, for the greater good. You fucking idiot. The greater good until your child drops dead in front of you. Becomes dead weight. You know, I had a friend once that got a dog put down and they had to do it. I do understand that. The dog had no quality of life. It couldn't use its legs properly anymore. All of that. So I do understand it. But one of the things that the girl... she was the girl owner, like that. There was a Mr. and a Mrs. Well, the Mrs. said, I was holding on to the dog while she got put down when they injected her with that stuff. And all of a sudden, I felt dead weight. I'd never felt that before from my dog. And she said she burst into tears because she felt that dead weight. So now think about this. You're holding on to your child, right? And they get injected with this fucking vaccine. And then all of a sudden you feel this slump. Because some of them are dying instantly. They're not telling you about this on the mainstream media. But the nurses and doctors and like the World Doctors Alliance and other nurses around the world are coming out and starting to say it. Because they're sick to death of it. They're not going along with it anymore. So all of a sudden you feel this slump of dead weight. That's your child that just died in your fucking arms. All right? Their little arms flop down and fucking die right there in your arms. Then tell me it's for the greater good. You fucking idiot. You know what? For those of you that get your children injected, you fucking deserve what you get. I don't want to see any child fucking die. But when it happens, you deserve what you got because you're a fucking moron. An absolute fucking moron. Oh, man. This can't be real. You know, are we in some form of fucking false reality? This can't be real. This can't be fucking real. Seriously. This is beyond surreal. This is, oh my God. People can't be this fucking retarded. They can't be that fucking moronic. They just can't. They can't. Fucking idiots. Fucking morons. What is it now? In certain parts of the world, it's over 5,000 that have died from this fucking injection and they still go out and fucking get it? My God. Oh, this pisses me off. This pisses me the fuck off. Oh, man, You know, Shieldmaiden and I talk about getting that log cabin out in the middle of the wilderness, as long as it doesn't have fucking bears, but out in the middle of the fucking wilderness as much as we possibly can. And it's making it hard because of the fact that they're putting laws out about flying and everything like that. Although, don't worry, I'm working on shit. I'm working on shit. Remember, I was a hacker once, or what? They call a hacker is actually a cracker. They don't get their terms right. Yeah, I was a cracker once. And I'm working on shit. I'm not going to say exactly what. But we're trying to work on my daughter and I ending up in the United States. My son's a different story. He's got his own mind about him. You know, he's about to turn 20. My daughter's about to turn 16. I'm working on shit. To try and get across there when I can. We're going to make some money here first. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, Australia's fucked. And I know a lot of you will say, oh yeah, but the states are fucked as well. No, there's certain states and certain areas within different states that are totally not fucked. That the communities work with each other and they don't give a fuck for this whole fucking pandemic hoax. So, you know, but everywhere I go in Australia at the moment is totally fucked. It's like, Jesus Christ, you fucking pussy wimps. You little bitches. Are you fucking kidding? When I walk into Coles, to the Coles supermarket, and I'm doing my fucking shopping, even my daughter says, Jesus Christ, Dad, they're wimps. They're fucking pussies. And I'm like, yeah, fucking oath. They are. And it's disgusting. And I say it out loud. Like, I don't give a fuck what they think. I say it straight out fucking loud. Like, yes, you're absolutely right, darling. They're pussies. You know, and as I was saying on the show, we walk past. I was saying to Giuseppe and Scorpio on Scorpio's show over there at Revolution Radio, I was saying straight out, what I do with my daughter is I basically say, hey, come over here. That person's wearing a mask. Don't go near them. I flip it. Instead of them saying, don't go near him because he's not wearing a mask, I get in before them and say, hey, darling, walk over this way because they're not wearing a mask, which means they must have a disease. And they look at you as if like, what? You know, you really fuck them over that way. You know, they're the ones wearing the mask as if they've got some form of fucking disease, like the Asians and everything like that. It's not us. Obviously, I'm not diseased. I don't have any sniffles. I don't have any sneezes. I don't have any coughing or anything like that going on. And I'm an asthmatic. I've got no breathing problems. Right? So I just reverse it. Just as you walk past them, just go like, come away, because that dude must be diseased because he's wearing a mask. And the look on their face, it's like a deer in the headlights. They've just been slapped upside the head verbally. Fucking, psh! Seriously, it's fucking crazy. Did I have to cover anything else? Let me have a look at here. No, I've pretty much... I didn't cover things as much as I wanted to today. As always, that's just the way TCTA works. But because I go off on tangents... But I think you got enough from it, and I've covered, I think, oh shit, every time I look at the list, and it says the placenta from the cow being eaten, I'm sort of like, ugh. God, I can't blame my daughter for wanting to puke every time. The look on her face when she looked and goes, what's she eating? And I went, the placenta. And she goes, what's the placenta? I said, it's all the goo and gunk that used to feed the calf. And she goes, oh, why is she eating it? I said, look, I really don't know. I don't want to know. Fucking gross. There are certain parts of life that are just not merited, okay? I am not happy at all that a cow eats its own placenta. You know, a lot of you that are out there that are Christian, that believe everything was made in God's likeness. You know, you might want to sort of like, he created everything. He needs to rethink his blueprint. Because the blueprint that says the cow is standing there eating its placenta is fucking awful. It's fucking awful. It's gross. No fucking way. You know, next time I come past a new baby calf, I ain't doing it. You know, I can gut a deer. That's no problem. I can gut a rabbit, like I was saying at the start of the show. But there's no fucking way I can stand there and watch a cow eat its own placenta. It's like Sinead was talking about over there on Renegade Radio, like eating your own placenta or afterbirth is a healthy thing. Oh, fuck off! You disgusting, skanky whore. Ugh. Fucking gross. You've been listening to... What a bad note to leave on. Jesus Christ. People are going to leave this show and go, I'm not coming back. Fucking hell. You've been listening to Two's Company, Three's Allowed. With you was Malefica Sentius, Scorpio, and myself, Sean Surplus. We will be back with you next week, of course. I'm just going to vomit now. Ugh. Fucking placenta-eating cows. Disgusting.
107.9 FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York. The basic thesis of Sun Tzu's The Art of War is to try overcome the enemy by wisdom, not by force alone. Sun Tzu believed that a military struggle was not only a competition between military forces, but also a comprehensive conflict embracing politics, economics, military force, and diplomacy. The attitude of Sun Tzu towards war is one of extreme prudence, earnestness, and seriousness. He said, "War is a matter of vital importance to the state, a matter of life or death, the road either to survival or to ruin. Hence, it is imperative that it be studied thoroughly." The Art of War by Sun Tzu.